triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing.
Good evening, wonderful people. Friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live transmission on this very day of all days, Christmas Day, the 25th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2014. Wherever you are, it gives me pleasure to welcome all of you listening right across the face of this very planet. I must start by apologizing for our late coming this evening. I have said it before, anytime we come to you late, it is either I am indisposed, I am in transit, I am traveling, or there is no electricity or network where I am. And I have been traveling because here we do not lie. On Radio Biafra is a sacred platform. Here we do not lie. I arrived into London barely less than 25 minutes ago. I have been traveling for up to 24. In fact, I have been traveling now for very close to 2 days. I finally made it into London not long ago. And I told my deputy UCMFO that I will anchor this very program to preach this very wonderful gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven to the entirety of humanity on this very important day that those of you who are Christians remember, albeit rather grudgingly, I would say, from my perspective, the birth of Yeshua. That is the date that the Europeans chose for the remembrance of the birth of Yeshua. And a lot of people have to go with it. Who are we not to? This is Radio Biafra. This is our Christmas program, our very Christmas special. We weren't able to come to you this morning due to the same reason that I've just outlined. Therefore, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our people in the Far Eastern part of the world, who for some of them now is midnight, now is early part of the 26th of December. But we are here in London still on the 25th of December. For those of them, even in Los Angeles, now is about 10 or 11 a.m. in the morning of the 25th. Therefore, we wish them a very Merry Christmas to those of them. If you believe that you are a Christian, I wish you Merry Christmas. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is unrelenting, not minding. I said, very, very early in 2015, I have 2 travels to make. I will go to Japan. I gave them my word and I intend to keep it. And I have come to London to prepare for that very trip to Japan. I made a promise that I will go to China. I have come here to prepare for that very trip to happen. Those of them in Malaysia who are still hardcore and determined, they want me to visit Malaysia. Those of them in Indonesia, they want to see me. Those in Hong Kong want to see me. India wants to see me. How are we going to manage to squeeze everybody in together? And also, I will go to Senegal as well to go and see them. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you as always and as indomitably so. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is where humanity congregates. This is where we make things happen. This is where the truth is spoken, not minding whose ox is God. This is where we remain without fear in the presence of every enemy and obstacle. In your journey in the teacher, we stand up to them. We continue to speak the truth, not minding who gets upset along the line. We don't give a damn. And I have not even told the very eminent barrister himself that I'm back. My lines were down. I am literally stepping into the studios of Radio Biafra here in London, from which I am now anchoring this program this evening. I understand that UCMFO will join me very, very shortly, and Barrister as well. He knows the number to join me on. It is the one ending with 444. 444 is the number for a barrister to join me, should he be disposed to do so. I must apologize to him. My lines were not working. It is only when I got here that I managed to charge them once again. Barrister will understand that because I make it a point of duty to inform my deputy chairman, for to also inform our head of Directorate of State and also Barrister Mamezu. When I am around here, I have been able to inform Uche Nasiebu. I have told Uche Mefo, but I wasn't able to reach the barrister. Now I am doing so publicly before a global audience. I welcome each and every one of you as usual. Here we worship God in truth and honesty. Chukwa Bia, make it really. Here we offer praise, we offer adoration. Here, every knee that we bend, every prayer that we offer, every supplication, every plea that we put up to heaven, we do so in the absolute and unwavering knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God and worthy of worship and no other. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. We have never failed you before. We have never lied to you. We cannot lie to you. Darkness may come. There may be earthquake. There may be hurricanes and tornadoes. There may be thunderstorms. But as usual, we remain unshakable. We remain resolute. We don't prevaricate. We don't retreat. And we don't intend to surrender. The reason why you need to trust us and everything we are doing is because we have never lied to you before. We have never deceived you before. There is nothing, I repeat, there is nothing we have told you we are going to do that we have not done. Where there are limitations, it is due to lack of funding. If we have the necessary, as they would say, the wherewithal, the zoo will come to an end. But each time that we do something, we are always working very, very hard to win the trust of our people. Because for me, trust is key. Truth is key. Our people must understand that we can never, ever lead them astray. We can never, ever abandon them. We can never, ever abandon this very effort, this very struggle to restore Biafra. We can never, ever stop. The way I am talking now, the way that Uchemefo speaks, the way that the barrister speaks, the way that Engineer Anya speaks, the same way that Uche Nasiebu, will never ever change. We are not going to change. There is nothing for you to be afraid of. Only if you don't trust yourself. I trust myself. I trust this very team that I lead. And I know that Biafra is going to come under our watch. Because we have something that no other set of human beings possess. We are very, very tenacious. Our hands are clean. Our heart is pure. Chukwa Abiama is my witness. They may try to provoke us. They may try to take a share of the glory. But we know that every honor belongs to heaven. Every glory belongs to Chukwa Abiama. Thanks to the work you have been doing, the support you've been rendering, Radio Biafra is the most talked about indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this planet Earth. We have the largest collection of people in cyberspace, Radio Biafra London on Facebook, where I will also ask you to continue to add your friends to. We are, without any shred of doubt, the largest indigenous broadcaster on this earth. We are on satellite. Most of you don't know what it takes to be on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Radio Biafra is simulcasting at this very precise moment on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are online. We are on TuneIn. If you want to know a radio station that is worth its salt, you will find them on TuneIn. If you are not there, you have not arrived. If you're not on radioforest.net, these are independent listings of radio stations. If you are not listed on all these platforms, you have not begun. We have placed the name of Biafra in outer space. We have placed Biafra in all these well-respected platforms all over the world online. Radio Biafra is broadcasting every blessed day as long as we live. Radio Biafra is ensuring that the education, the enlightenment, the knowledge, the wisdom, the awareness necessary to sustain a campaign of this magnitude is ceaselessly propagated from this very platform on a daily and regular basis. We don't stop. We never, ever, ever, ever will stop. That is one thing you can bet your life on. Because we will never fail you. Other people are mere mortals. We are not. We are not saying we are immortal because we can never be. Only Chukwu Abiyama is. But we are saying we are not like other mortals. Things that move and face people do not face us. Things that people lie about, we don't lie here on this platform. This place is sacred, blessed from heaven. There is no way we can desecrate it by allowing nonsense to prevail on this very noble and righteous platform. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are, across the very time zones of this very world, 24 of them and counting, across every continent, across every country, every city, every town. I welcome you, and as I do so, I will also encourage you on this Christmas Day to welcome all other people around you. As you enjoy yourselves and as you make merry, as you party and as you remember, as you've been told to by Europeans, the birth of Yeshua, you must also remember the death of those of them that died, 6 million of them, those of them that I owe every obligation, this very effort, this very undertaking that we are doing right now. I do it principally because of those that died. My obligation is to the dead. What I owe them outweigh what I owe to the living. That is why I will continue until we avenge their death, until we restore their dignity and prove to ourselves that they did not die in vain. We must go ahead to complete it. Or else, all of us that lost our uncles, our brothers, our fathers, our mothers, everybody we lost, it would have been a waste. You cannot allow their lives to be wasted like that. Honor demands that we go and restore Biafra. And that is exactly what we are going to do. And in keeping with our protocol here on Radio Biafra, our lines will be open. Our line from the zoo will be open here. The line that we have, the 805 number, will be open as well. Our main studio line here, if I can find it here in London, will be open. All over the place where we have, including on Skype as well, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1 will also be open. We are also opening our coordinators line. The coordinators line will be open, which is Rapid Response 68, will be open tonight. Wherever you are, this is Radio Biafra. If I fall over my words or I come across as being sometimes slightly incoherent, you will forgive me. I have been traveling for nearly 3 days. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is the radio station that you support. This is the radio station that you fund. This is the radio station that you go out and you are very proud of. And believe you me, we are going to make you not just proud of us, but also proud of yourselves in the coming days. We are not stopping. We are not relenting, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. And as I said, the very accomplished, the very eminent, the very distinguished attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has joined me. I have told the barrister, I did not forget to call him. I remembered. But my phones were not with me. Some of you know that my phones were stolen. They were not with me. But the barrister has joined me very kindly. So, and I don't know what to wish him. I don't know what to wish the barrister. But I will wish him happy Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director of Hola Biafra, are you there?
I am here, barrister. And so is
welcome
humanity.
Back.
Thank you
welcome
very much.
Welcome back to the UK. You are the man. You move up, you move down. Unceremoniously. Before you tell us you'll arrive in the same minute. Now the level has changed. You move on surprisingly. You move. At least you told one or two people. And we know that you are touching down at social time. Director Onwa Biafra, welcome back to the UK. We're happy to hear from you right down from here. We are all in peace. and of course joining people one way or the other to welcome the Christmas, as they put it. You know, from my origin, director, there is no Christmas for me, you see, as somebody who was brought up and as a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know anything about Christmas. Regardless.
So Jehovah's Witness don't celebrate Christmas? Is that what you're saying?
They don't celebrate it at all.
Okay.
Because they know the truth. They know that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. They know. So they don't celebrate all this religious creed that we are imposed upon us to celebrate. But regardless, we are here and we thank you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Surprisingly, Director Onwa Biafra is here in the UK once again to carry on in the quest for Biafra restoration. As you can see, go home. Can you broadcast from home? He's been home and he's here again. Who can surpass that? You see, each time you speak against this man, he bounced back. Each time you try dragging him down to the floor, he will stand up and ask you, how many more do you want? That's the kind of man we need. That's the kind of man who can ever bring about Biafra. We don't want laybacks, those who will fall down and stay there. No, we want a stubborn man, a man with resilience, a man with vision, and a man who can talk back without looking back. Period. Director Onwa Biafra. Good evening.
Good evening.
You are
Minister.
Back to the UK where you started from. And so it shall be. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, happy Christmas to those of you who are celebrating. I'm not. But we still have to wish you, if that makes you happy. The director, Onwa Biafra, is back again here in the UK and is instituting the program very shortly for we to hear the latest from both Biafra land and the zoo. And of course, worldwide. Director Onwa Biafra, Ndewo Koma.
Thank you, Barrister. You are kind. You will remain with me. Barrister, you will stay with me. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, once again. Having heard the voice of the very distinguished and eminent Barrister and Attorney at Law, Barrister Mamezu, I must therefore proceed to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We have been traveling, believe you me. We have been traveling. All of you, that were part of my entourage, all of you that took care of me, very good care of me, throughout the period I was at home in Biafra land, spreading this gospel from one town to the other. Chukwu Abiam will bless each and every one of you and honor you immensely. I bless all of you wherever you are. Our work is continuing. I have come, if not for the promise I made to Japan, I wouldn't be here. I will still remain at home. Instead, I'll ask my family to come there and see me. But I have come here because I need to go to Japan to preach this gospel that Chukwu Abiam said must be preached. And that is also conditional on those of them there being resolute and hardcore. I don't need weak people. Weak men make me sick. I need men who are men. I need men. Men. Hardcore. The likes of Madoka Madu. Men. When you say something, you do it. These are men. The same way we do here. No retreat and no surrender. Tell anybody who is listening via satellite that our new frequency is 12335. 12335. And the cost of satellite installation is almost at rock bottom. With 10,000 naira, you can fit satellite in your house in the village. With 10,000 naira, you can provide satellite to your uncle, your mother, your sister, your aunt, your brother, your relatives, anybody. Only 10,000 naira, which is about £40 here. Or say 50, 60 euros. You can fit satellite for somebody. And this very gospel will continue to be spread right across the face of the earth. We don't relent. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. And I want this very broadcast, HMF, if you're listening, please, of course you are, to pin this on Radio Biafra London immediately. Pin this very broadcast that we are live coming to you all the way from London. Wherever you are, we must welcome you once again. And as always, our number to call this evening, you can still call +234 805 909 8137. You will call +44 208 133 9976. And also our main studio line here, which have somehow escaped me. Otegun has the phone, Mnushi. The criminals working for the zoo stole my phone and have been selling information to Nigerian police ever since. That is how they have been eating, by selling information to people. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra. And because we are in London, you know it's going to work. Of course it will work. We are also on the coordinator's line. This line is meant for principal officers of state. Rapid Response 68. If you are serving your country, that is where you will call. And we will be able to take your call also. We will take it and relay your voice to the whole of humanity. Because if you are in one country and you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world will hear you. How can we go through 25th of December without any live broadcast? That is unheard of. That is not what we do here. We must come to you regardless of the situation, regardless of the consequences. This is the radio station that you pay for. This is the radio station that you fund. This is why you, when you go outside to talk, you say, our radio station. Our radio station. That's what I love. When people say our, I love it so much. Because it belongs to each and every. God forbid. These are meant for those of them called down from heaven. Some of you, we are born to do this very work and nothing else. Some of you are the product of divinity, divinely made to go and restore God's kingdom. The work you are doing now is unquantifiable. I don't know how to explain it to you so you will understand it very, very well. You are not just freedom fighters of this very earth. You are also fighting for the kingdom of heaven. In a world where the word of God, the word of Chukwu Abiam, is no longer in vogue, people worship all manner of nonsense and say they are worshiping God. You people are making something possible that can only happen through divine intervention. The restoration of Biafra is more than the coming back of a geopolitical space or entity denied the people who are indigenous to those territories. No, it is more than that. What you are trying to do is to prove to mankind that Chukwu Abiam is God. That's what you're trying to do by making sure that we are free from the clutches of darkness and iniquity, that we are once again regarded or referred to as human beings in a continent full of wild animals. Only here can that be made possible, because we have the three ingredients necessary to ensure that Biafra comes. We are truthful. We are resolute and relentless, unstoppable. And more importantly, Chukwu Abiam. Chukwu Abiam. Chukwu Abiam. Is God. This is Radio Biafra. If I have not sent you any messages or called you, please do forgive me. I have been traveling. All of you are in my thoughts, each and every one of you. There is no day I kneel down in prayer that I don't remember each and every Biafran. I just don't pray for you. I also pray for your families. I pray for your welfare. I pray that all of you will be alive to see this Biafra you have so slavishly labored for, that your work may be vindicated in your lifetime. That is why all of us must continue this very important work we are doing. We cannot afford to relent. We can't afford to retreat. And definitely, we should never, ever contemplate surrender. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Very, very key. As soon as I'm back from Japan, I am going back home to coordinate the efforts which I promised you must happen. Comes to pass. I will be returning to Biafra land as quickly as possible. I have come here to do the obvious, to do the will of the Almighty Chukwu Abiam, that in the end, his kingdom will be established here. As the same Yeshua we remember today prayed, Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That kingdom is Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting this very evening that the stock market of the zoo is crashing alongside their useless, worthless currency, Naira. That they have lost $4 billion not through any sheer act of fate or providence. They lost it because the economy is being presided over by a bunch of rabid, rampant criminals. The people presiding over the affairs of life of anybody unfortunate enough to recognize him or herself as a Nigerian is very, very bad. If you have anybody die in a motor accident that is avoidable, it is as a result of being in one Nigeria. If today being Christmas and you cannot feed yourself, it is because of Nigeria. If you have lost anybody to Boko Haram the way some people who are fighting for Biafra have done in the past few days, it is because of the zoo called Nigeria. If your life is not, leave Satan alone. Satan has nothing to do with it. When you go to your church and you are praying, leave Satan alone. Instead of shouting the name of Satan, shout Tinubu, shout Chibika Amechi, shout Buhari, Babangida. You can cast and bind Jonathan. You can cast and bind Nkosi Okonjo-Iweala. If you want to devour somebody with your prayer, go and kill off TARG of Abia State. If you are praying to God to punish somebody who is darkness upon your life, you include Rochas Okorocha in that. These are the people holding you hostage, not Satan. Satan had never touched any of you. Who are the ones responsible for no light? Who are the people responsible for the slow growth of the economy? Who are the ones responsible that when you graduate from university, you have no job? Who are the ones that created the cult system? Who are the ones giving guns to political thugs to go and kill people? Who are the ones banking your money abroad? Who are the ones surrounding themselves with police? Who are the ones that failed to build Second Niger Bridge? Who are the people that failed to renovate or rehabilitate Onitsha to Sagamu Express Road? Who are the ones who are responsible for the very perilous state of Port Harcourt Enugu Expressway? Who are the people who refused to build the road between Ikotekpene and Omuahia? Who are the ones that refuse to build the road between the Ikotekpene and Aba? Who are the people responsible for building cities without proper drainage system? Who are the people responsible for making you drink from a borehole? Who are the people responsible for your crumbling schools? Who are the ones responsible for when you go to hospital for treatment, you don't have money to buy a card, a Gewa card, you die off? Who are the people responsible? Not Satan. No, God forbid. The people responsible are TARG. Good luck, Jonathan. Chibika Amechi. Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Babangida. Buhari. Atiku. Dangote. Sultan of Sokoto. Malam Okorocha. These are the people and many more. They are the ones making your life difficult, not Satan. It is not the devil. If you're saying that the devil went inside them, that I can understand. But the very visible manifestation of darkness are embodied in the likes of T.A. Orchi, the governor of Abia State. He is worse than Ojo Zokalo. Compared to Ojo Zokalo, this man is out of this world in terms of his timidity, his lack of enlightenment, his lack of exposure, his hopelessness and stupidity. Go to Aba. Don't believe what I tell you. If you go to Aba, you ask only one question. Who is responsible for this mess? The man's name is Theodore A. Oji, the governor of Abia State. When people say that some individuals are crude and backwards, this man typifies it. These are the people you should be casting and binding in your new age churches. These are you people you should be sending Holy Ghost fire to. All the politicians must die for you to be free. If they are alive, your economy will continue to crash. It will continue to lose its value. As of today, $40 billion wiped away from the value of the zoo because they are criminals. Ndioshikahabo. You may not feel it because most of you are criminals as well. Some of you are criminally minded. So when we tell that somebody is a rogue, it doesn't touch you. That is why here we are not only incorruptible. Some of you, and I'm going to incorruptibility. We are incorruptible, meaning that you can never bribe us to stop doing what we are doing. Any day somebody tells you, you know the person is demented, is mad. Instead of me to be bought over, I will bite a capsule of cyanide and die within 5 seconds. It is not painful. Cyanide is not painful. We are incorruptible. Not as corrupt as the government of the zoo. Whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. I said, whiter than white and whiter than snow. Incorruptible. Emwegin topo obola. That is none. It doesn't matter what may be concocted. You know, concoction is concoction. Lies will always be lies. Can never be. It can never turn into truth. That is why Radio Biafra typifies, exemplifies, is here as a beacon of truth that is unquestionable. You can swear on Radio Biafra and you will live to be over 100 years old. I can be in London. I can take calls on 0805 here, number from the zoo, and I will tell you I'm in the zoo. That is rubbish. And I'm at Wasi. We are in London, and this is Radio Biafra. We continue. There are so many tears this Christmas because Christians are dying, according to the Pontiff himself, Pope Francis. He has spoken. There are so many tears this Christmas because Christians are being killed. The people killing these Christians, this same Pope is seen praying and dining with them. The more they kill you, the more you want to absorb them. And the more they come back and kill you in far more noble ways, the more they kill you, the more they bottle your blood and send all over the place. The same thing will happen to Igbo people very, very soon. And as I said, I am saving all the broadcasts because then, as they are killing you and putting your blood inside bottle, people will ring and say, "But what are you people doing? Do something." I will quietly play back all these clips for you to listen to. You can't do that. You can't ask me to go and fight Boko Haram, to go and get Biafra without guns and bullets. That is bunkum rubbish, Kobo. If you want us to go and get Biafra, you must support what we are doing. I want us to know Facebook. You must support financially or you donate yourself. We have soldiers in Senegal. We have soldiers in the UAE. We need to transport them home. You know what is transportation? To go back. Or as the case may be. We need to pay for them. We need to feed them when they get home. We need to buy them guns. We need to buy them bullets. How do you do that? Through prayer and fasting? No. You do it by making sure you call this very number so that your name will go down as one of those who supported the restoration of your own country because Biafra belongs to you. The number is +1 301 455 0460. We are raising 1,000 people in the USA, 1,000 in Europe, 1,000 in Africa. You will call this number, +1 301 455 0460, so that come next Christmas, Christmas of 2015, there will be no tears anymore. Once Biafra comes, there will be no more tears. And for Biafra to come, all you need to do on your part is to give us guns and bullets. If you can't buy guns and bullets, you call this number +1 301 455 0460 and contribute your widow's mite. We will use it. We know those who are selling guns and bullets. They will give it to us. And then you see what we will do with it. We will defend your land. We will get Biafra for you. But you need to equip us. You need to give us. Now, I'll give you an example. If those of you who contribute anonymously don't do so, and the satellite carriers will come to us and say, you have not paid, what do you think they will do? They will cut our signal going into Darsat, into Arabsat, into Eutelsat, and also into Amos 5 satellite. Once the company cuts it, do you think those on satellite will receive our broadcast? The answer is no. How can you enlighten them? Now, if you don't know how much it costs to propagate FM signal, go to any FM station and ask them, how much is it? What is your range of coverage? Compare that with our own range of coverage. You will understand how much it costs to establish such. And then, our nuclear weapon, AM transmitter. We need nothing less than $150,000 to build the antenna. So that when we broadcast, even from London, those in Morocco can get it on their radio. I called it the nuclear weapon, the ultimate destroyer of the zoo. When the time comes, anything I say I will do, I do. No retreat and no surrender. There is nothing the enemy can do to make me give away vital information. I can't give it to you. I am disciplined. 2015 will make it 20 years I've been studying Biafra. Follow us and we get Biafra. We started Radio Biafra with nothing. Which I'm for Barista Mamezu and myself. With nothing, I said. Absolutely nothing. Look at where we are today. To build the confidence for you to come and support us. You must continue. The work is not done. If you think that, oh, I have gone to my meeting and I gave them €1. And because of that, you know, we are no longer able to, we are no longer able to, we are no longer able to, my wife is calling me incidentally. I have not gotten home. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra. I hope you understand that. I have not seen my family yet, Makadega Mama, because you come first. Today is Christmas. They celebrate Christmas. I have not seen them because Biafra is more important than my family. All of you are greater than two people. Therefore, you come first. Serving you means a lot to me. That is what Chukwuebuka said I should do, and that's what I'm doing. If you don't do Biafra, I will bring madness into you. Nobody told me. I knew. I was praying, and it was shown to me. Don't do Biafra, you will go mad. Take one. That's where we are today. This is Radio Biafra. +1 301 455 0460 is where we are. Or, Akara, call this number to help out. Ask yourself, how can I help? How do I make this thing come? Why I am screaming and shouting is that election is around 14th of February. For us to do what we are supposed to do, we need arms, we need guns, we need bullets, we need everything. We have not called for defense fund yet because the time is not right. When the time is right, we will call for it. But right now, this is the number to call to support this very effort we are making on a regular basis. 1,000 people in the USA, 1,000 in Europe, 1,000 in Africa. We will no longer come to you for anything again. Because then, there are people who are all over the place, secretly. They have told me in plain simple English, if you people are serious, show me. Do A, B, C, and then leave the rest to me. Push this struggle to us by doing the things we ask you to do. And we cannot do it by ignoring our people all over the world. All of us must come together to do this. And then other people will take over from there. As I told you, I remember everything I say. including monthly dues. It is only for a while. I keep saying to people, there are those who are willing and waiting. But we must get to the point of no return. They say to us, you have not gotten to the point of no return. If you go and cross that Rubicon, cross the line of no return, then you see what we will do. I'm talking about governments. I'm not talking about individuals. Governments of the world. Then they will come in. As they are giving arms to Kurdistan, they are giving us arms as well. But you and I, all of us together, there is something we need to do. And the beginning is this very number. +1 301 455 0460. What is $100? It's not up to a bottle of wine for some of you. Or the amount of money you spend buying credit to call people in a week. There are so many tears this Christmas. Next Christmas, let us not be crying. Let us be talking about what we had to go through to get Biafra. It is up to you, not up to us. We are here willing and ready every day. It is up to you, not up to us. The presidency have accused Amaechi of treason. We will educate you this evening because it is not the duty of the executive to accuse anybody of breaking the law. It is the duty of the law enforcement agency or agencies or the judiciary. Not for the president to come out and accuse Amaechi of treason. That is not proper. That type of nonsense will not happen in Biafra land. Sisters tried to kill each other in a bid to avoid being sold as sex slaves by ISIS. We'd rather kill ourselves than be sold as sex slaves. These are the things that Muslim and Islam is doing to people all over the world, driving people crazy. And when they come into Enugu, as they will, if we don't do anything. I've been saying this and perhaps most of you are not paying attention, but I'm going to do it, honestly speaking. Not tomorrow you say, they didn't get us Biafra. I cannot get Biafra by just cutting my wrist. It is not done that way. You can only get Biafra if you work hard towards it, if we all pull together in one direction. I don't mean with criminals. I will not work with anybody who is compromised. Never, ever, ever. If you don't know who I am, go and ask people. I will not work with you. If you have come into the restoration effort to try to help yourself because you are from a poor family, this is not the place for you. If you have come here to eat, you are in the wrong place. You will be weeded out. Somewhere and rest. This is meant for those who are pure at heart. They don't relent. They don't stop. They don't. They can never ever retreat. No, sorry. As simple as that. Because if I go back now, they will say, "Oh, now the Canada and Egoria." So that is the position I am in right now. The only way to go is forward, never backwards. Even if you let me down, I retreat. You say, oh, he has taken money from somebody somewhere. But I am incorruptible. If anybody knows, let them come out and say it outside now. I don't mean Hendi Akwana Kwana Nekunde Baida Akwana Kwana Cheta Biafra. I don't mean ex-prostitutes. I mean people who are genuine. In a quok, we not. When I accuse people, I give you date and I give you timeline, date and time. I will tell you what you said, what somebody said at a particular point in time. I don't believe in concoction. Listen, Onya was a kruginah for 9 months. I will tell you, if you are strong, dispute, give me your mother's village. Kabagochu. There are people calling themselves Biafrans prepared to follow those given birth to by Awosa people. That tells you that some of you calling Biafra, Biafra, you are not worthy to mention the word Biafra. You can't mention the name Biafra. Some of you are not worthy. You are not worthy. Prove yourself and then we shall know. This is Radio Biafra. And economists have now sued the House of Reps over 50 questions on the economy. They listen to us. They go and listen to Radio Biafra. They copy down every question we ask on the economy. And then somebody is now suing the rep over it. Before Radio Biafra came, has this such a thing happened before? The answer is no. Omete behambo. It can never happen. This is the finest university in the world. If there is any other place you can learn so many things as much as you learn on Radio Biafra, please tell me. Kawaram Kamwata. It is impossible. Everybody. You know how we breed it. There are even expert radio station formers these days. I'm going to break away. And you see, after all, it is media. Let me do my own media. Copycat. At least people are listening to Radio Biafra. They are learning from it. Nobody remembered to sue Jonathan until Radio Biafra made it very clear that Jonathan cannot be sworn in 3 times. It is against the Constitution. Very, very simple. They took him to court. Now, having lambasted the very criminal, very, very awful economy of the monkeys that inhabit the zoological republic called Nigeria, now they are now summoning courage, and economies for that matter, to take the zoo and their reps to court over the economy. 50 questions, all Radio Biafra questions, bar none. Learned people listen to us and they learn from us. And I must remember our soldiers today as well. Please, I have not forgotten them. Our volunteers. They did not go home for Christmas. Some of you are with your families, but the Army of Biafra, the very first battalion under our command, loyal and absolute, they are in the bush as we speak. That is where they had their Christmas. All of you must remember them. You must remember them. These $100 you are putting together is to take care of them. They have families. We must feed their families as well. Yourselves, you are going to work feeding your own family. Somebody came out to volunteer his life to serve you, and their families are starving. Is that proper? Ozirezi? That is why this number must be called. +1-301-455-04. Not my idea. That of Mrs. Amakamwanebo from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA. +1-301-455-0460. This is Radio Biafra. And economists have now sued the House of Reps over 50 lies they have been telling on the economy. They have placed travel ban on monkeys from the zoo traveling. I don't know. I think I brought the news to our people. Do you know there was a place that a monkey went to court, an orangutan, to be recognized as a human being? So, but when I was calling anybody, calling him or herself a Nigerian, a monkey, you thought I was joking. An orangutan went to court to ask for the right to be known as a human being. Then after that, he'll come back and join the AU, African Union. Mad people. People talk so much rubbish. They know me by now. I don't tolerate nonsense. From any idiot, I don't care who you are. One strike, he pushes the poor. A poor. He can reach his weak. You may float one discussion forum online. After about 4, 5, 6 months, your intellectual paucity, your intellectual emptiness will be there for the whole world. And then your life becomes Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu IPOB. Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu IPOB. All the days of your life. In Aquiliz, Aquiliz. You're going to be in a coin here, you go mad. I criticize Jonathan, nothing happened. I criticize Buhari, and I get death threats, according to Sheikh Gumi. Awasa Islam, Fulani. One and the same. Gunmen have killed 3 soldiers. And a boat driver in Bayelsa, we are the only ones being killed and we're not retaliating. Everywhere, people are armed, defending themselves. In the riverine areas, people are defending themselves as they should, and I commend them for it. How about in the... But you are the head of the family. You forgot that You must lead. Without leadership, we are going nowhere. We are finished. We continue. This is Radio Biafra After. We are just giving the news headlines. The summary is coming in a short while. 22 state governors are owing their workers their salaries, including Theodore Geofabia and many more. Okorocha, Sullivan team. And you go to church with them. Do you see why we are so poor? You will attend Christmas service. They will give you felicitation. You will say, oh yes, oh God bless you. But that man or woman politician is the devil incarnate. Ask yourself, before you congratulate the governor on Happy Christmas, where is your salary? Second question, who is holding your salary? How can the same person stopping you and your children from feeding over Christmas? You go to church with them and you're clapping and you're dancing in the same church. When you should go close to them and stab them in the back. They are evil. They are the ones owing you and seizing your money. Not Satan. Satan has nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. You are your own worst enemy due to ignorance and cowardice. But we'll cure all of those. I ain't not worried about. We'll cure it here now. Am I afraid? Don't I go to the zoo to preach this gospel? The people say they don't see me. Don't they come to see me? They come to see me. We preach the gospel every blessed day. In the zoo. In the heart of darkness. We preach it in the holy land of Biafra. Everywhere we go to, we preach it. Not really. Passengers stranded at Lagos domestic airport over increased fares because they are wicked. I said it is twice more expensive to fly from Benin to Lagos. I wanted to fly from Benin to Lagos. I went there, they said, but how much is the fare? They said, oh, it depends. If you come tomorrow, it could be 35,000. The flight time is roughly 38 minutes. For each minute is 1,000. Black people. Black. But you can fly from here in London all the way to Crete in Greece for £19.99. Return. And people wonder why black people are poor. Because we don't understand the economic principle of economies of scale. Produce something in large quantity, many more people will fly. You make more money, you employ more people, the economy will grow for everybody. But being black baboons from Africa, Ndisioji, black people, daft to the call. They will prefer to be carrying only 5 passengers. Boutique economy. Mad people. We are only 2 or 3 people who bought the aircraft, and that's it. I flew from Enugu to Lagos. It was only me in the aircraft. God has blessed me, you know. It's only me. That is the mentality of a black person in Africa, and that is why we are all very poor. Now, this is in greater detail before we open our lines. In fact, before the barrister will come back to help us analyze, I will open these very lines for you to express your views and your opinions. And I want people to call on Skype today because we have staffed this Skype ID of many calls. We must do so today. The devaluation of Naira by nearly 10% after a plunge in world oil prices and dwindling dollar reserves has knocked more than $40 billion of the value of the zoo's economy, according to Forbes magazine, the very respected business publisher in the USA. Forbes is an institution when it comes to business analysis and forecasts. But the government of the zoo, led by Jonathan and assisted by the woman called Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, said it is not unmindful of the implications of the recent devaluation of the useless, worthless currency called Naira, which the zoo called Nigeria operates or uses for her transactions, which now trades at 187 Naira to $1. I remember in 1982 when I wanted to travel to the USA to go and study to become a pilot. I wanted to do aviation. The reason why I did not go to Sowell Aviation Institute in Florida is very simple. My father then, who was very comfortable, said that the school fees is too low. He said it's too low, that this is not a good school. I said, why? He said the school fees is too low. In 1982, I asked him, why do you consider it too low? He said it's 7,000 and they will buy you a car as well, because then you write your TOEFL, you know, the English thing, and then after that, you will then go to the school and they will give you accommodation, they will buy you a car as well. And who knows, by now I wouldn't have known many people. My father said no. He wanted me to be a lawyer. He said no, that the school is too cheap. Then the dollar was, $1 to 60 kobo or something like that. 1982. Go and ask. Before Shagari brought in his first structural adjustment program, SAP. And everything went downhill, austerity measure. Everything went downhill after that. And this very zoo has been running on hyperinflation up until this very day, with no sign of abatement. I did not go to USA to study because the school fees was too low, so the school had to be fake, according to my dad. Today it is 187, not 187 kobo, 187 naira to $1, telling you that you are 187 times lower than an American. You are 187 times worse off than an average American. 187 times. That's the meaning of it in simple language that you can understand. Because you have kobo, you have naira. You have dollar, you have the cents that follows it. It's the same thing, the same principle. I said there was a time. $1 was 60 kobo. $1 was 60 kobo. I said. Do you know there was a time that parents didn't want to send their kids abroad to go and study in America or in Europe? They said, no, you don't. If you pass jam, we know you're intelligent. Not going abroad. You will struggle to pass jam and go inside school. The little one you have left, they take it from you. I don't know how the likes of Engineer Anya managed to succeed and retain what God gave them. They went through school and came out and is working in the petrochemical industry as a project manager in the USA of all places. That tells you the little you have. Look at an economy that is losing 40 billion. 40 billion. Why? Because Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and Jonathan do not know how to run an economy. They can never run it. And you cannot run an economy containing Hausa, Fulani people and Yoruba together. Yoruba is busy learning how to forge check in the bank, how to defraud the bank. Hausa is busy trying to loot, to take everything away. You know, Hausa don't have time to start forging check like Yoruba or writing financial instruments to go and swindle money. Hausa will come with their pickup and say, Kai, is it Kajiku or whatever they call it. Brothers, I don't speak Hausa. They load everything in the back of the lorry and drive away. He said, Hausa, now what will you do? Can he get me? Did Sanusi not start Islamic Bank? With which money? All those below the shanks you see on the road, Hausa changing dollar. Where did an Hausa man with our slippers get dollar from? You don't know from the central bank? Is it surprising that the money is going down every day? They run the economy down so that their brothers on the streets can be making money by trading dollar on the street corners. You don't know that? Oh no, you don't know. Now you know. In the Forbes report, Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote, reportedly lost more than $7 billion since February to the devaluation and falling stock prices. Dangote was worth $25 billion at the time. As of the market close on Tuesday, he is now worth 17.2. Please, market, keep falling. He is worth more than this. If you're the only person selling cement to supposedly 160 million people, won't you be a billionaire? Even ordinary Indomie. Even ordinary palm oil. If I have the contract to supply palm oil to 160, why won't I be a billionaire? I talk about people who are creative. In Biafalan, we have creative businessmen, and the government will support them, you know. Our captains of industry will be more important than politicians. Because captains of industry, they are the people that create jobs. A politician is there to make laws. That's all. A politician should not be important in any country only if you are the president, the prime minister, or you are exceptionally talented in what you do as a minister of state. Apart from that, you are not important. The people who are critical are judges. Listen carefully. In any society, the judges, the journalists, and the captains of industry. Those three groups, they are key. You can add to it the academic people as well. Because the quality of education you receive is very, very vital in your development as a human being or as a monkey. Let me say those four groups. I did not mention pastors. I did not mention politicians. Anywhere you have the preponderance of pastors and politicians, you are backward people. A pastor will not do you any good. I'm telling you, go and check it now. All the countries, the only reason why Brazil started to develop was they realized in time all this religious mumbo jumbo is there to enslave them. They removed it. Look at the Philippines. They have not managed to remove that very burden. You will see they're still poor. A politician and a pastor cannot do anything for you. The people that will save you is the court. The court of law. In fact, I forgot to add banks. Listen, court of law. Bank, where you get the loan to develop businesses. Captains of industry. And then your media. Very, very key. Develop all these places and things, because any time you arrest me or I say something and you come to kill me, I will run to court. The judge will look at the paper and say, this man did not do anything wrong. Please, go, you are free. But in any despotic democracy like the one being run by Jonathan, you're guilty. Mr. President, what do you say? I don't like him. What he's saying about me, I don't like it. He's insulting me. And because of that, please, can you kill him if you can? The court will say, you are guilty of treason. But the court should be the last resort of the poor man. It is only in the law court that everybody is equal. In the true sense of it. That is why we'll build all these sectors, not artificially bloated economy. Anybody who runs a cartel in Biafra land will go to prison for life. In other words, if you go and meet your trade union and you fix price and say, to build road 1 kilometer is 4.4 billion. I go to another province to build 1 kilometer. You are in a cartel. All of you will go to prison. Ask British Airways. They try to fix the price of fare between here and America. What happened? How much fine did British Airways pay? America told them, if you try that rubbish next time, your chief executive will go to jail. You can try that nonsense in England, where you get away with rubbish, not in America. You don't fix price in America. Allow the market forces to determine the price. And because of the absence of the determination of the supply of demand of goods and services in the zoo, that is why your economy is suffering and will continue to suffer. That's why it's suffering. There are so many tears this Christmas, according to the Pope. Francis condemned this year's brutal religious persecution in the Middle East while urging peace in the zoo called Nigeria. He mentioned Nigeria. He mentioned Ukraine and other world trouble spots in his annual Christmas obi, whatever it means. I'm not a Latino, so I wouldn't know. I think he was talking to Roman Catholic people. He called for an end to violence against vast numbers of children. Noting last week's deadly attack in Pakistan, he said, truly, there are so many tears this Christmas. But the Pope never said the Muslims are killing Christians, because it's always Muslims killing people. I have never heard of any Christian army going and beheading people. It's always Muslim. So why are they afraid to call a spade a spade? Why are they allowing Islam to be intimidating everybody else? The people that started this whole knowledge of God, I mean, in a documented format, at least, available to the world, being the Hebrews, they never went about forcing anybody, everybody to know God. They never went to war with anybody. You must worship the God of Abraham or else I kill you. What is wrong with Islam? What is wrong with them? That is why they said to me, oh, all these saboteurs, why don't we just go and kill them off immediately? I said, no, because you will learn nothing from it. We want to develop you here on Radio Biafra and IPOB to reason. So that when you go into the new Biafra, if you have two contending issues, you will be able to reason logically through the problem without resorting to extremism and without resorting to violence. That's what we don't want to train you so that when somebody is lying, you know they're lying and you ignore them. That is why going outside and ordering for people to be shot dead or something is not, it won't solve any problem, will it? No. That is brutal dictatorship, and I'm not a dictator. Only reason. By the time we finish, all of you will understand who the liars are. I won't tell you. You'll be the ones to kill them. The presidency yesterday described as an act of treason a statement by the Rivers State Governor Rotimi Amaechi justifying protests by some soldiers against the military authority. The senior special assistant to President Goodluck Jonathan on public affairs, Doyin Okugbe, said no responsible Nigerian or political organization should ever contemplate encouraging or supporting mutiny in Nigerian army. Why won't you support that? If there was no mutiny in the Russian army, will Russians today be enjoying democracy? If there was no mutiny in the army, will all the Arab Spring that happened have happened? The answer is no. If there was no mutiny in the army, do you think that the French people would have overthrown the government of, is it Louis XIV or 16? I don't know which one it is. The one I married, Marie Antoinette. If the military did not mutiny, do you think that Romanov would have been replaced as the Tsar of Russia, ushering in the rule of the people, or be it another totalitarian regime as well of communism? The army must mutiny. The army needs to dissolve. If they give you an order to kill somebody, anyway, I'm just saying this because in this Niger state, those are Hausa people from Niger. They don't understand what is happening. They'll just shoot anyway. I was a Fulani. You can't accuse Jonathan of treason because you are not qualified to do so. You are not a judge. You are not a prosecuting magistrate. You are not the police. You are not the state security services. How did you determine that his words were treasonable? Did you refer or consult any legal manual or the constitution? There is something called free speech. Free, I encourage free speech. That is why when people look at us and say, I can do it. We say to them, go ahead and do so. We don't disturb people. Oh, you must close down. No. Any day you are tired of disgracing yourself, that's all now. In a way, allowing market forces to determine demand and supply. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time here, we analyze the news, we dissect it. Because English is not our primary language, therefore, we put it out in such a way that it makes sense to everybody, to our people who are listening via CHK 97.6. They are also listening via satellite. Some of them are online via www.radiobiafra.co. Some of them are listening to us via tunein.com. Some of them are on rblworld.tv. That's a very beautiful website. Some of you also are on ipob.org. Wherever you go to, if you're lost, just type in Radio Biafra. And there you are. You will be able to see us. We must continue. Sisters try to kill each other in a bid to avoid being sold as sex slaves by ISIS, the Islamic people, that is. Two Yazidi sisters held captive by ISIS have told of how they tried to kill each other when they realized they were going to be sold as wives to terrorist fighters. It has been gathered that Wafa, who is 27, and her sister, who has not been identified, were captured along with hundreds of other Yazidi women when the town on Sinja fell into ISIS hands in August. Fearing they would be forced to marry or sold to marry another captor, they tried to strangle each other late at night and only stopped after other girls they were with woke up and separated them. Wafa said, "The man who was holding us said that either we marry him and his brother or he would sell us. At night, we tried to strangle ourselves. The two girls were held with us, woke up and stopped us, and then stayed awake to watch over us. When they fell asleep at 5 a.m., we tried again and again. They woke up and stopped us. I could not speak for several days after that." That shocking account has revealed in a new, as revealed in a report by Amnesty International, that has found Yazidi girls as young as 12 are being raped, sold, and forced into marriage by their captors. After all, in Islam, you can marry somebody who's 9 years old. Bunch of queers and pedophiles. Demented people, demented people. They will rot in hell, all of them. 12-year-old girl, 9-year-old girl. Mad, mad people. Insane people. Very soon, they will be going to the shops to buy nappies. When I ask them, whose nappy is this? Say, it's for my wife. How old is she? She's 8 months old. Mad people. And economists have now sued the reps over 50 questions on the zoo's economy. An economic expert, Dr. Odim Emwebara, has sued members of the House of Representatives before an Abuja High Court over non-payment of consultancy fees for the 50 questions on economy he produced for them. Emwebara, who is the chief executive of the Pan-African Development Corporation, claims he was hired to produce the 50 questions which the House Committee on Finance slammed on the Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, after the 2014 budget presentation on December 19, 2013. He said the House, through the chairman of the committee, Abdul Mumuni Jibrin, agreed to pay him $100 million for the questions and another $15 million to guide the members to conduct public hearing on the written responses by the minister. In the suit filed by his counsel, Joseph Adejo, Emwebara wants the court to rule that an additional 10% interest shall be paid on the sum beginning from the date of the order until fully paid up. An additional $10 million cost of the litigation. No date has been fixed for the hearing. So what the House of Reps should have done is to get their secretary to listen to Radio Biafra, copy every question down, which is where the man got it from anyway. 50 questions on the economy. After listening to Radio Biafra, you copy down 50 questions and you give to people. You sell it for $100 million. No wonder they think we are very, very rich. We don't sell information here. We provide it for free. Monkeys from the zoo, baboons and apes from the zoo on travel ban in Bahrain. They plead for help. Nigerians who are monkeys and orangutans. They are on travel ban in Bahrain. They are pleading for help. 5 monkeys from the zoo who are stuck in Bahrain for the Christmas holidays because of a ban on travel to their homeland have written to His Royal Highness Prime Minister Prince Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa for help. The zoo called Nigeria was declared Ebola free by the World Health Organization in October, and Health Minister Sadiq Al-Shehabi said in November that a ban on travel to that very zoo called Nigeria, earlier imposed by Bahrain, had been lifted. However, an open letter seen by the Gulf Daily News and signed by Bahrain residents Ibrahim Eweje, Mohammed Raji, and Okezie Opaka, Nuruddin Yusuf, and Adam Ibrahim, claims that Nigerians, monkeys and baboons, still cannot travel freely between their own country and Bahrain. "We monkeys from Nigeria living in Bahrain are experiencing difficult times and our community is suffering," said the letter. At the end of the World Health Organization team visit to Bahrain on November 9, Bahrain's health minister said that the ban placed on travel to and from the zoo had been lifted. However, animals from the zoo are yet to start enjoying the benefits associated with this. Everywhere they go, they humiliate and embarrass them. Anywhere they go, their humiliation is always complete. "I criticize Jonathan, nothing happened. I criticize Buhari, and I get death threats," according to Sheikh Gumi. A prominent animal in the zoo, an Islamic cleric, Ahmed Gumi, said on Tuesday he has been threatened for not supporting Muhammadu Buhari, the presidential candidate of the APC. The Kaduna-based cleric raised the alarm on Tuesday in a Facebook post titled PDP versus APC. It's not about religion. He said his children have also been receiving calls from persons who use unknown telephone numbers to threaten them. What do you expect? You are in a zoo. What do you expect where people do not reason properly? We are reporting that gunmen have killed 3 soldiers and a boat driver in Bayelsa. 3 soldiers attached to the Joint Task Force, JTF, Operation Polo Shield, and a civilian boat driver have again been killed by gunmen operating along the waterways of Bayelsa. It's been revealed. Amazing. This killing, the way they kill people in the zoo is remarkable. Remarkable. The killing continues, and who can do anything about it? Nobody. The soldiers were killed on Tuesday, 2 days to Christmas, barely 3 days after the same number of JTF soldiers lost their lives in a pirate attack along Santa Barbara, a notorious river in Nembe, local government area of the state. In the Santa Barbara's incident, imagine the name we are answering, Santa Barbara. Hey, God. Black African people. It sounds like a place in California, in America, Santa Barbara, in a place where there's no electricity. No light, no running water. There is no proper building. People are scavenging for food. Santa Barbara. Oh, black people, your ignorance is worthy of study. In the Santa Barbara incident, which occurred on Sunday, the bandits hijacked a military gunboat used by the victims to escort items from Port Harcourt, River State, to Brass Terminal owned by Nigerian Agip Oil Company. It was gathered that before JTF search and rescue team could recover the bodies of the brass-bound soldiers, gunmen launched a fresh attack on soldiers at Azabwene, a Peremo local government area. It was learned that a boat conveying the soldiers to their routine duties in the area came under attack at about 11:30 on Tuesday. This is what you should be doing. Attack soldiers and kill them, if you can. Because they are the problem. They are the ones protecting the politicians. The soldiers are also the problem. They are the ones stopping the people from revolting against the vagabonds and criminals that call themselves politicians. 22 state governors are owing worker salary out of 30 states. Hey, Secretary General of the Nigerian Union of Textile, Garment and Tailoring Workers of the Zoo, Comrade Issa Aremu, has expressed concern over non-payment of worker salaries by many state governors. Speaking with newsmen in Kaduna at the NUTGTWN meeting, Aremu described the development as a wage theft, wage robbery, and economic crime. Now they know, because they listen to Radio Biafra. They never took this matter seriously until we started hammering on it. If you like, you try me. Try UHMFO or barrister. Let us not talk about this issue for 1 week. It will die off. Any issues we talk about here becomes headline the next week. Aremu, who is the vice president of the Nigerian Labour Congress, NLC, said for about 3 months now, 22 state governors are delaying or refusing to pay salaries but pay the delegates during the just concluded primary election across the state. They will pay the delegates. You have a teacher who is who teaches and haven't been paid. But as a delegate of PDP or APC, they get paid. They take your money, they should have been paid. They cut it into 100 and give you 100 of your money as an agent. And you take. And you follow them to church on Sunday and you thank them for being nominated. They are not stupid. You are the one who is responsible for your own problem. Or problem, as the case may be, not them. Hundreds of intending passengers were on Thursday stranded at the 2 domestic Lagos airports over the hike in fares by airline operators. That's the way they behave now. The operators capitalized on the Christmas rush to increase their fares. It has been gathered that an air ticket for an hour flight currently ranging from 30,000, what did I tell you, to 43,000, depending on the carrier. Everybody is a thief and a rogue. The reason why we sometimes struggle, people say, oh, you've not done this, is because to find people who are trustworthy is a very difficult task. Very, very difficult. That is something you must know. Extremely difficult. That is why getting our work to be done the way we want it to be done takes a lot of time, because we need to find good people to be able to do so. Saudi projects big deficit in 2015 on oil. Even Saudi Arabia is in trouble. If Saudi Arabia is in trouble, how about the zoo where monkeys and orangutans inhabit? They are in an even worse situation. That concludes our news presentation today. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. And our lines are open. I will welcome the comments of the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlobaratimamizu, who earlier joined me, who I will very gladly welcome back if he has anything to say. If he has anything to say, I will gladly welcome him back. And also, we are also this very evening making it abundantly clear that our Skype lines are working. Radio Biafra is a Skype ID. So also is Radio Biafra 1, the figure 1 at the end. All one word. You, of course, will take your call. The barrister has come back to me. Barrister, what do you make of what we are presenting this evening, please?
Director Onwa Biafra, thank you. And good evening once again.
Good evening, barrister.
It is the news you read this evening is so rich, too many of them. And of course, I will not go commenting in each other because they are interrelated. Everything is centered on the zoological people of zoology. Everything is connected from economy to the particular food they eat there. Everything is interrelated. There is no separation. The country is already gone. We are just waiting for its burial. And that's what it is. How could Okonjo-Iweala and Goodluck Jonathan be patching up economy that they have stolen dry? They are not managing. They don't know what is cost kind of economy. They don't know what is division of labor. They don't know what is anything at all. They don't know. It is a cry shame that we are presiding over a dead economy. And of course, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are there. Who else do you expect? A country, director, you were setting an example the other day. Ghanaians were doing very well. All of a sudden, John Mahama was put in there, and Hausa man. Everything is nose diving.
Of course.
That will tell you what it is and the way they run the economy, director.
Very sad. Very sad.
It's very,
Barrister, do you yes. blame them? It's those that, I can't blame them. They are taking advantage of what is there. After all, we came here to look for a better life, some of us. We came here to study and we stayed. So the same thing happened. I was a man who was actually not man. All of a sudden they said, oh, do you know you can also control these people that you're driving your cattle through? Yeah. Why wouldn't they take it? They took it. And that's why we're suffering today. Please go ahead.
Director, you see, the shameful thing on this is this. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram people are not into economy. They are into their religion. Whatever you talk about, whatever you think about, all they know is Allah. Allah does not run economy. Allah does not fix anything. Allah does not run food. That is all they know, Allah. And instead of them to carve out their own particular economy and stay in their own country, they want to go around ruling people, converting, killing, stealing, and plundering everything, yet they want Allah to do everything for them. How can it work? How can it work? The British placed us in a very dangerous situation that we are with these people. From beginning to the end, look at, and you know the funny thing, these people are very crafty. The other day, you were talking on this bloody topic they have with Abuja, how the Jonathan impoverished them. That's why they have Boko Haram. What about my Matasine? When did Goodluck Jonathan go in there? He said, I'm supporting him because himself is a poor fool. He doesn't know what is right for him. All he knows is he's the president of Nigeria. That's all he knows. He doesn't even run the economy that he's presiding over. He doesn't know anything about anything, and yet he's the president of Nigeria. That is it. They have Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are there, stealing the economy dry. They do not know how to manage anything. All they do is they wear all these strong hats, sit on a table. They are the president of this. They are the prime minister of this. They are the coordinator of this. They are everything in that shoe. When you talk of military, they are there. You talk about economy, they are there. You talk about aviation, everything is House of Fulani Boko Haram. And look at how everything going down. They will not allow an evil man who knows how to run up these things. They will not allow them. But all they know is they have to be at the helm of affairs. And they are the first to carry guns. And where are we? We are there at the bottom of every particular situation. What a cry shame. And every day, they will carve out a few or one or two people of our own people to come and support them. Those ones will stay on the side, collect some money, and let me give my own brother so that he will support us. This is what is going on in Nigeria. Now, the economy is dipping down because the price of oil is falling. Before the price of oil, what have they done with it? Is it not only Abuja and Lagos that are developing? Have they done any development in the East? No. Director, you record how many people who will die on the road. Who are they? Our people. They are from people. People from the Eastern region. They are the people that will die. But Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will travel on their own roads without any problem. And who are the people going for them? The Biafrans, the Igbos, the Efik. And yet, we will do our best to now, Buhari is vying for presidency. Goodluck is vying for presidency. I don't know if Atiku has given up. The
yes,
only
yes.
man who... Has he?
Yes, he has. Yes, of course. He's supporting Buhari.
Atiku, Buhari, and Goodluck Jonathan, Babangida has given way. Atiku is the only man, the only Hausa man that produces cement, produces sugar, sugar cane, rice, beans, everything.
Salt. And Indomie.
Indomie, everything, pancake, name it, director. And where is it coming from? Karaba Waters. Do they have any water in Sokoto? Do they have any water in Kaduna? But they came all the way in Biafra land. They steal our oil. They use our waters. They have about six international airports in the north. Not even one in Biafra land. And the one our sister gave us is not local. You have to fly from here to Ethiopia. Ethiopia back to Kaduna again before you take off to wherever you want to go.
Barrister, you are being kind. Say you want to go to London from Enugu, so people understand the logic. You take off from Enugu, Barrister. You first of all land in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. In the Emirates City of Kano. You land in Kano. Or maybe see Sanusi for a while. And then you take off from there and pump in another maybe 5 hours or thereabout. You land in Addis Ababa. Depending on when you get your connecting flight, you then take off again to come to London. So much for an international airport. How many stopovers? How many places?
Hector, you are talking about stopover. Do you know where you can refuel? Kaduna has no oil. Kano has no oil. But you will take off from Port Harcourt, where the oil is coming from. You have to go to Kaduna to go and refuel. These people, they have told our lives. They have marginalized us. They have made us look stupid. And you know what? Our people are happy. People like Emeka Anyaoku and Peter. What's his name?
You mean the people that...
Peter Obi.
No, Emeka Anyaoku.
Sharing the oil.
Yes, and Jonathan.
Jonathan, Emeka Anyaoku. But you take off from Biafra land, you go to Kaduna to go and take fuel before you take off. What a big shame. And our people, every year, they will donate because they give them rice. You know, this is Christmas. Many of them have received rice and beans. You know, Jonathan and the wife, that's their campaign. Give rice and beans. But you've never told them that people coming from Lagos to go and see their family, how they will travel. Majority will die on the road. They will not come back. Our road is still there. But the road to from Kaduna to Kafanchan is just brand new, straightforward driving. From Lagos to Abeokuta, you close your eyes and ride free. But from Lagos to Onitsha, you will be thrown up. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram with their lorries will plant their own lorry roadblocks. As soon as you come, you slam your door and your car will somersault. Our people will die.
Yes, ma'am.
Mortuary, as you say, director, they are selling coffins on the road because there's no need for you to go. There's no hospital.
There's one at Obakala Junction, barrister. In those days you buy bonds from Showcase. You know what we call Showcase? My whole Showcase. Barrister, you are born in Lagos. Imagine who Showcase.
Director, you've started now.
Imagine, you know what is Showcase?
Yeah, I do.
What is inside the Showcase then?
What do you mean Showcase? Is it not coffin?
No, it is not. Barrister,
what is it?
Inside Showcase, you have buns. You have puff puff. You have something called diet. Have you eaten diet before? Diet.
Director, please go ahead.
Barrister, these things they put inside a square glass or rectangular glass, and then somebody will carry it on the head and be hawking it. Showcase glass displaying the wares on the inside. That's what we call it, Showcase. In Obakala, barrister, where I come from.
Yeah.
At that junction there on the right hand side, if you escape the toxic fumes of the refuse being poured on the roadside, after Antinga. There's a mountain of refuse. If you accidentally inhale it and fall sick, there is a coffin now in a glass. Very beautiful glass. Different types. They have green, yellow, pink. Every type of coffin you want is there waiting for you to die and come in and buy it. That is a very morbid culture. In Biafra land, barrister, undertakers, you will not see them. On the roadside, you have come to live life. When the time comes for you to die, you will die. We don't need people reminding us to go and die because they are waiting to sell us coffin. We don't need it. And it is a very morbid culture, a very backward society, barrister. We are backwards, God knows. Barrister, do you know that last year, the caller on Skype, stay where you are, we'll come to you next. Do you know last year, barrister, they submitted a budget. People should go and read this, please. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala wrote last year that the oil will retail at $77 per barrel. That's the budget. But at a time, they were selling oil at $108 per barrel. So where is the difference between $77 and $108 per barrel? Where is the difference? Where is the money?
Exactly.
It's missing. Barrister, exactly. It is missing. It is missing. And you know the funniest thing? When they made the budget on $77 per barrel, that included salaries for doctors, for teachers, for nurses, for local government workers, for state government workers. Out of that same budget, they did not pay them their salaries. They have not paid. Yet they made excess money of around $30 billion extra. Yet they did not pay the salaries. Amazing.
Director, the economy of Zoo is already dead. Dead and just waiting to be buried. It's a big shame we are still with them up to today. And we are suffering. And we are complaining, only few of us. The rest are happy with what is going on. And they don't care. That is the most annoying thing. Director, let me say this. We have a lot of our people, Jamaican people from Africa, they are joining us on this struggle. And they do not know where their position lies. And we are telling them, your position is in Biafra land. Do your best, support what Biafrans are doing. Our struggle is your struggle. The slavery that took on was a crime. It was a crime before mankind. It was a crime before God. Support what we are doing. All of you that want to come back to where you took off from in Africa, you'll be welcomed. Biafra is our name. Come and join. You are part of that diaspora. Do not relent. Do not hesitate. People from Trinidad and Tobago, you are part of us. People from Antigua, anything Caribbean. Peter Tosh says, wherever where you come from, as far as you're a black person, you're an African. Most of you are from Biafra land. Slavery took on the coast of Biafra because all the riverine area, all the way into Lagos. Some of us, some of you were accidentally or deliberately sold. Majority were taken by force by the British that decided to amalgamate Biafra, Hausa, Fulani and Yoruba together. And this is what we are struggling to extricate ourselves from. We are not happy. 100 years has gone and we are trying to move away from the slavery. British people as the Hausas. We are going home, but you take care of what we have done together. The oil that comes from the Biafra land, they are making use of it. When our people come over here, you are suffering from immigration. Go back home or they lock you up. What have we gained from this amalgamation? Our people, it's time to open your eyes. It's time to open your eyes. And I must say, we thank our fellow people that are contributing, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. We are happy. You are making inroads. You are contributing. We cannot deny your efforts. You are doing your level best, and we acknowledge it here on Radio Biafra and CHK 97.6. Why am I always saying that? Director, I think you have to reduce it by 1 kilowatt. I'm making 96.7.
I'll do so. I'll do so. Anything for you, Barrister. Anything you want me to do, I will do it.
I know, Director, you will do it. 97.6.
Yes.
CHK. We are all over. We are on that side. We are on Arab Sub. Name it, we are there.
Everywhere.
On satellite.
Everywhere.
Online.
Biafra.
We are everywhere. Land, sea, and air.
Anywhere.
Good evening to all of you.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. The very great man himself. I have a caller on the phone who has come through to us via +44208133-9976. Can you hear me? Confirm with your name and where you're calling us from.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Reverend Iken Naide, calling you from Ezira, Orumba, South Anambra State, Nigeria, Biafra land.
Thank you, Reverend. You're welcome. And I can tell you right now, this very minute, that even Obama is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
The big mascot himself, as the engineer always called you.
Thank you. You are kind.
On 118 Ala Biafra. Once again, I say, Mary Chukwu Abiyama, who leads you back to London, receive all glory and praises.
He said, and will lead me back to Biafra land next month as well, after my trip to Japan. He would also lead me back to Biafra land.
That's what I'm about to say, because yesterday, if you remember, I called yesterday morning. When he told me that, when you come back, we will see. I called you. You thought that maybe you're on the road when you are traveling.
I was.
I've heard from you for a few days now before you give me the new number that I used to get you back.
Yes.
I'm so much happy, Director, that the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, who has been dealing with you all these days, who started this work, who gave you the power to move from one place to the other. Throughout the Biafra land, you have been moving from one place to the other. God has been with you, and we will always be praying for you, your family, for Almighty God to always protect you and your family.
You
the work you are doing, we are always proud of you. We are highly proud of you. You are really God sent. The Almighty have chosen to do this work, and I believe Biafra will come under your watch. We will all rejoice one day
It will come.
I remember the day you say when the Afro comes today you dance. I will stand here, will see that day and see you dancing.
Thank you very much, madam.
So I always echo that as you have started your journey to Japan, China, and rest of other places, that God who leads you right here in the Afro land will still lead you before I come back. Then the EHK will now go right around. And I believe that it must surely come to pass. Almighty will always bless you and keep you. Chukwu Abiam will always preserve you. Always do whatever. All your wish will stay here to see when God will see those things. Those your heart desire. And our heart desire, God will make it to come true. May the Almighty be with you now forevermore.
I have callers all over the place. You must bear with me. But I am going to the person who is on Skype. Please, if you call today, because we are aware things are working properly. So there's no lines are not going to cut. It won't fail. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Everything is so smooth and clear. You have seen the difference between light and darkness. And I must say so. Here in England, I'm telling you, they are blessed. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm receiving your radio. The Radio Biafra, you have been existing for long, but I happen to got you online today. I'm very, very happy for the job that you people are doing. I'm supporting you people with every of my blood because I'm a Biafra.
What is your name and where are you calling from, please? And lower your system. Lower it. I can hear you. I can hear myself. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Chimereze. I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain are you in? Turn your system down. Which part of Spain are you in?
I'm calling from Navarra. Navarra, Spain.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I'm supporting you people and I'm congratulating you people the job that you are doing. As I'm saying, well done and continue that you are following.
Thank
and
you.
And God will bless you people and protect you people so that we'll get Biafra on existence, because we have been crying for that for a long time. So this is the time I think that our people have been listening, our people have been putting it in mind to get the Biafra, and I'll be happy that if we have our own Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We will have it by His grace and no other. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. I am in London at the studios of Radio Biafra, where if you call us, we will be able to take your call because nothing is going to cut it. Things are working here. The telecommunications infrastructure is superb. First class, therefore, our Skype lines are working. We have very seriously underutilized those platforms in the past few weeks. We are here, we are live, we are direct. Therefore, if you call us via Skype on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1, you will be able to get us. You will speak and the rest of humanity will be able to hear from you as well. We are on +44208133-9976. The caller on that line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
That's correct. I can hear you, Director.
The man after my own heart, Obide Obienu, all the way from Los Angeles, our coordinator, and can't never see him in America. And I will welcome him. Please welcome our people all over the world. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. My name is Obide Obienu. I'm from Obaini, the local government area of Biafra land. But I reside here in Los Angeles. Director, I want to thank you for accepting my call. This morning, I felt like calling you Nana because that's so dear to use that word to, you know, for me. I mean, you are so dear to me, my brother, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. But I must begin by thanking Chukwu Abiyama, who is in control of all these things. And all praise and glory will be to him. I've been following all this time, Director. And sometimes I let the our brothers in Biafra land make their contribution and enjoy the effort so far, and I enjoy speaking on the radio because, you know, we can hear their voice and also hear their opinion. I just want to say thank you, and I thank you, Jimmy, for always holding and Barrister Emma, Dr. Irania here in the United States, Carol Monde, whom we have not had for a long time.
And today is her birthday, incidentally. Carol Monday's birthday today, and I have already wished her happy birthday. Please go ahead.
Okay. Lola, wherever you are, I say happy birthday to you. Our Denibo, and I must not fail to mention your wife, I mean, Nemeka, your son. I can see myself doing what you're doing, so I owe every appreciation and gratitude to you. One of them, thank you so much. I was listening to the news and everything that you presented. They're all in line. But one thing I do know is that, I don't know, you call that economy. I don't know if that's economy, because when I really look at what is economy,
it's not economy.
Honestly. It's no near the what is going on in that zoo. And so that's one thing I observed. And but that's not really important to me. Okay, the point, what is important to me is the day we will move into Biafra. I do want to welcome you back to London, and that tells us that Chukwu Abiyama hears our prayers, because every day we cannot close our prayers without praying that God, who in his infinite mercy, will keep you. But then one of these days I came to realize that God is yes and amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Of course, it doesn't
change. Because while you were preaching back home, I remember this psalm that we used to recite, because I grew up in an Anglican church and a prayer band. So as a child, in the children's services, we are asked to recite psalms. And that psalm came to my head, and that was Psalm 15. Okay, and we're reciting it because then we don't know how to speak English.
Yes.
And he said, Jehovah, when you get on the call, be no look woogie. When you give, you can have been soggy. Or soon you need Jenizu, can I look always you, me? Can you quit you, Kunovia? I'll see no G, Ray, a cook was. Who may a muddy be for Joe? Who believe make them only about to be. I said, only anything, dear Nime. Now, guy, it was getting on over here. I tell you, this is your qualification. My brother, you can never be moved. You can never be removed. And that said, I want to thank dear friends all over the world, wherever you are, especially people who are not relenting. I want to keep reminding you guys that our director made some comment this morning. I hope you listen. He says that people are waiting, and he's not referring to individuals, that there's a mark that they are waiting for us to get to. And I will say an analogy before they can come in. And analyzing that, it's like someone that is drowning. I remember when we go to the stream in the village to fetch water, and one day I almost drowned. I was yelling and beating in the water, and someone saw me. And then an analogy comes to my mind all the time, because they rescued me. And this is the only analogy I can give to all Biafrans all over the world. Just like us, when you are about to drown, if you don't make an effort for somebody to observe what is going on, you are gone. And the same thing is applicable to this struggle. And what director said this morning about people that are waiting for us until we get to a point. If we do not get to that point,
they won't come. Never, ever, ever. Another was
Rika. If we don't get to that point, they won't come. Therefore, it is incumbent on all of us to do what we can do to get to that point so that these individuals will see the seriousness in us, that see that we are drowning. Because once someone said that consent, I mean, silent is consent. That means if you don't say nothing, that means you are, it's conducive for you to be in that contraction called Nigeria. So please, brothers and sisters, all dear friends, all women in dear friends, once more call upon you, please arise. May fast in the man. Is ordained by the Almighty God. I've seen it from the one that I heard from him. And he always asserts the same thing that nobody has sent to me, not Chineke sent me. And let me tell you, this type of individual does not come for one generation. UNESCO said we have 75 years to be out of this world. I mean, to be extinct.
Completely gone. Oh, that's the meaning of extinction. Out of this world.
Okay. So, our director, the type of this human being, like our director, comes for one generation, which is 100 years, I would say. Therefore, if we miss this, I would say to Israel, everybody stay where you are and don't worry about Biafra no longer. But it's a time that each and every one of us will realize that God has sent this man to help us, fearless in all his doings. Like I said, the Psalm 15 is a complete summary of the qualities of our director. Again, I want to remind you people that thinks that reads this Bible and don't understand it to go to Luke 4 and Luke 4 verse 18 all the way to 19. It talks about after Jesus has been taken into temptation in the wilderness, after the baptism, he was immediately taken into the wilderness. And coming out from the wilderness, after Satan has tried and he didn't get him, he attended the synagogue according to the tradition. And there he went on to read. And they handed him over to the scrolls. And what did he read? He told them that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. And because he has appointed him to preach the gospel of the poor, to the poor, he said that God has sent him to heal the brokenhearted, that God has sent him to proclaim liberty to the captives like us, and the recovery of sight to the people like us that don't see, and liberty for those who are oppressed like us, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This sermon was from the book of Isaiah. And Jesus read that to confirm that he's here to do these things. And yet, 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years later, we are still oppressed. And we are running around Yoruba churches thinking that God is going to do anything for you. Meanwhile, Jesus Christ came for this purpose, to liberate you. So, with that saying, I want to also draw your attention again to the first miracle that was performed by Jesus Christ. For those who are believers, I don't mean churchgoers. He says that there was no wine. The wine ran out. And that Mary, knowing the qualities of what is inside Jesus, he called the apostles. He said, there should be no argument. I said, if I were not seeing a man, man, yeah. So you can see this victory. So you can see this miracle. We have fans all over the world. I'm asking you again. If Obuna, director, I see you, man. mania, mumma so queer. Can mania, can this miracle will happen? Undermining the mightiness of these animals and satans that are in Nigeria, undermining their giantness or whatever. We remember David said to Goliath, as far as the Lord of hosts lives, you are not going to get out of here today. And that's the same way I will encourage you, dear friends, all over the world, to know that God is with us. God has sent Nnamdi Kanu to come and deliver his people, and he will never disappoint us. Director, I will stop so far. Then I will say thank you so much, and thank you all, dear friends, all over the world.
Thank you. Namgosiege. A very good man. They have hosted me towards himself and he can one and our North America rep, and I call him the very finest example of a coordinator. He is a super coordinator. Now he is representing us in that very capacity all over North America. Those of you on Skype, I know you're waiting. Please wait for too many people are calling. Please wait where you are. We'll come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are. We are live and direct from our studios here in London, which is where our lines are not cutting anymore. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Eshigozie Alajumba.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from China.
From China. Thank you. Go ahead.
Donando, good evening. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Donando, please, there is $100 that you said that we should pay, but you did not mention Asia. Anybody want to pay that $100 can pay?
Yes, people can show who they are from Asia by belonging to this very community of 3,000 people. I did not include Asia on purpose. Perhaps after touring Asia, because I'll be coming to China, I will also be traveling to Japan. I will go to Hong Kong, and I will also go to Malaysia. I will go to Indonesia, because I promise them I will come back there. After touring, then what I see may be able to convince me to bring them in. A lot has happened from the East. Where there should be light, darkness came. There was darkness. I will go back to Asia to remove that veil of darkness myself. I will go there to preach this very gospel, that the children of the Most High God may once again embrace the light, which is what they came for. They are from the East. They must behave like people from the East, by which I mean Japan, Taiwan, Cambodia, Vietnam, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, China, Hong Kong, India. All the rest of you on that flank, you people are residing in the East, where the sun comes from.
The purpose I call that I want to pay that money.
Call this very number, +1 301 455 0460, +1 301 455 0460. We have never failed you before. I repeat, we have never failed before. Anything you hear is true. Everything you hear from us is gospel. Here we preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Anything we don't tell you is because of your own good and for the good of this very effort. Because there are some sensitive information that if there is a breach, it will be so catastrophic and calamitous that people will blame us for divulging such information. Even our former, who is our benefactor, have warned me that there are some things I say on air I shouldn't be saying. But if you don't even end the ban, if you don't say it now, they will say, but what are you people doing? We can't see it. That is why sometimes we go overboard to try and tell you what we are doing. My dear brother from China, I will be in China to preach this very gospel. and to look at every issue arising from China. Some of you have been calling me in private, in secret, saying that we must have these things resolved one way or the other. I'm not averse to that. All I'm trying to say is that if you come to this very platform, your hands must be clean, your conscience very, very clear, so that when the spirit of Chukwu Abiama comes, they will be able to find a place to stay in. If your hands are clean, your heart is pure, you speak the truth always. I don't know. When people give me money to run my office in secret, I tell people who are close to me, I tell them, I say, XYZ person gave us this amount of money. They will say it is for my office, but I will tell them, I say, gave us this amount of money. And if the soldiers are hungry, I fund them from there. It's not a problem. That's what the money was given to me for. For Biafra. People did not give me money because of who I am. It's the work I do. That is why. Therefore, we spend it on it as well. And as I said to Chukwu Abiama, as long as my hands are clean, my heart is pure, will you bless me? He said, yes. As long as I don't lie, will you bless me? He said, yes. I said, then there is no problem. It's very easy. My dear brother, I thank you for your call. And I will be in China. I have a caller who happens to be on Skype. Can you hear me? I believe it's another one, Onenyi from Malaysia. Is that correct?
Yes, director. Good morning from Malaysia.
I recognize your face from Skype because you were with me throughout my stay in Malaysia. That's when I was there. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. Once again, I want to thank God for your joining me.
Thank you.
Director, may Chukwu Abiama bless you and your family.
Same, and bless yours as well.
Director, you are great, Jemba. Okuko sinio na ebekwa na akwa abọ kam ka akaji ahaya mona okuwa nuru onu ya director ibagwe gejemba.
Thank you.
Chineke na edu go opu na mbata gi ajọ mu ajọ mmadu ha ga afu gi ona eme niru ga anọ na azọ na eme na azọ ga anọ nilu ofu na omu aga ofu na ofu na omu aga ochogu na ofu ogi ochoko oju akpa ye kra padanda. Directly, I'm going to go to Malaysia.
I'm coming to Malaysia to preach the gospel. I'm going to go to Malaysia. I will do so. Right across all of Asia to be preached there. Please go ahead.
Director, I tell you that Malaysia will never fail. And from the beginning, we never fail. Forget about some people that came back in that zoo. You know, there's something I realize in that zoo. Sometimes I don't know if they put anything in that airport, that zoo airport. Once you arrive there, there is one son from Mutra Mohammed. When you come out from airport, there is one son up there. Immediately that son touch you, it will change.
Yes, now. And smell. There is a particular smell. Once you step out of the aircraft, there is a smell, a stench that greets you. To tell you that you are indeed in an animal kingdom. Please go ahead.
So, director, what I want to say is this. You have already tried to talk to our people and to them to understand. But I will ask one question again. Director.
Yes, madam.
What is the work of Angel Michael in heaven?
I believe Angel Michael is the one that goes with the sword to kill.
And destroy.
Destroy, yes, he destroys people.
Kill and destroy, right?
Demons of darkness, entities of darkness.
That is what, director, that is what I want. And this is what I want to do for Biafran people.
I'm coming. When I come, we'll discuss it. You will stay with me when I come. Of course you will. When I
God
come,
bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. God bless you.
Yeah.
I love men who are consistent. I don't change. I am not a plastic fair weather friend. If I say I am with you, I remain with you. I never falter. I never prevaricate. I will never abandon you. People who understand me understand this. But if once you start lying and deceiving yourself, I am gone, never to be seen. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you and I can hear you loud and clear. Confirm your name and where you're calling from, please.
Is that me, Director?
Yes, it is you. Go ahead. Yes, James Uche, I am talking to you. Yes.
Okay, Director.
Good evening from London.
Welcome to London, Director.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful you are back in London. May Chukwuabiam be with you.
He said, and also with you.
My name is Maswe Chowendo. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you. I will be there in the next few weeks. I will come there to preach the gospel.
Indeed, sir. We'll be grateful to see you. Thanks so much for all your endeavors, all you have been doing for us.
Thank you.
I know that Chukwuabiam that called you know that the hour is now and the time has come.
Time has come.
Because you are the light of the world. And I must tell you that those people that are envy you, those people that are chanting and writing rubbish, they are in the same way promoting you. They are promoting our struggle. Because that shows that what we are doing, what you are the right track, and what you are doing is the best thing. You are doing the best. That's why they are. That's why they are casting, and in the same way they are promoting you, they are making you popular. They are making the work that we are doing very easy and smooth. And I must tell you that Chukwuabiam has caused them the way he caused Cain. So they are wandering in the wilderness. They are nobody.
Of course.
They're nobody. Chukwuabiam has caused them as he caused Cain all the days of their life. Since they see the truth, they turn it upside, and the truth will never embrace truth in their life.
You see?
Because before you there was nobody that have ever been, and after we are God, there will be nobody like you. There will be nobody like you guys.
You are kind.
Director, we are so proud.
Thank you.
We are so.
Thank
you have made me so proud, honestly. I don't know how to express my joy and happiness.
No problem.
But Chukwuabiam, who sees the heart of men, will continue to see you through, lead you, protect and guide you, and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I love you so much. I love you.
Thank you very much, my brother. And I love you. And I love you in Malaysia, of course. The children of the Most High God. The children of light. Light. We mustn't forget that. Very, very critical. I have a caller on the phone. They have called us on our normal studio line here. The very first one to call this line in weeks. Your name and where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra studio line in London. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Promise Edward.
Promise Edward. Come on, handy, be. Promise and
Edward.
Where is it? Are you? Where are you from in Biafra land?
I'm from Nigeria, Lagos.
Which part of you is? Are you from Lagos State?
No. I'm Wafuibo now.
Promise Edward. What is your father's name?
My father's name is Edward.
And what is your grandfather's name? What is your grandfather's name? Your grandfather.
My grandfather's name is Ahokanna.
So you are Ahokanna. That is better for me. Turn your system down. It's very noisy. My goodness me. Bikobalateya is very noisy. Oh, my goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, I can hear you. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you now, please. Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are. Please, thank you for turning your system down. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is Ahame Flendukwe, the original Ahame Flendukwe, calling from Ghana. Any other Ahame Fle is fake. Yes.
I like that.
The commander of Biafra Armed Forces. Director, do you know why I say the original Ahame Flendukwe?
No, tell me.
Okay, very good. You know, today, this afternoon, I listened to Radio Biafra because, due to lack of steady electricity in Ghana here, I am unable to listen to Radio Biafra every day. So yesterday I didn't listen to Radio Biafra, but today this afternoon I was listening to the play review of Radio Biafra. I don't know if the yesterday program or maybe some time ago, somebody that called from South Africa, he said his name is Ahame Fule. He was talking about his mother's business, Motherless Baby Show Me No Where.
Yes, that one. Yeah. It's an old program. Yes.
Okay, very good. Director, after listening to that program today, I was so ashamed of myself that somebody who is answering the same name with me, you know, I mean, is trying to cover, do I say, you know, the evil activities that everybody knows that is so open in Owerri, that is going on in Owerri. Anybody can register a charity organization, you know, I mean, legally, and use it for evil activities, which is very possible. You know, after listening to that program today, Director, I was totally ashamed of myself that a human being who calls himself Ahame Fule can call on Radio Biafra, you know, to talk about, you know, the motherless baby home the mother is running, you know, where, which they are using, you know, where to do all sorts of all manner of evil activities. You know, because I was listening to so many questions that you ask and other questions that other people ask. You know, they were asking him, what is the people, the girls under 18 and 16 doing in her mother's motherless baby home? Are they motherless, or the children in the womb motherless? So,
yes.
You know, I am not happy. The reason why I there's something I want to talk about, Director.
Go ahead and say.
Last year, I traveled to the village because, you know, the reason why I want to give this to you, so a lot of people will learn. I discovered that some of the problem and the suffering that we are passing through is because, I mean, the youth of the Biafran, the Biafran youth, is because some of us are condoning evil activities our parents are doing. It's just like the way I am. I will know that my mother or my father is evil, especially in the village or wherever she or he is living. I know that she is evil, or maybe doing all sort of what we call the Igbo land nishi, because I have seen a lot of people, they know their mother is evil. Their mother is practicing witchcraft, and they know. They will still come out, and when will people talk, they will talk. You know, these are some of the problems. Like somebody like me, I don't condone evil. I monitor my mother so closely that when I see her in any form of mistake, I will correct her. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know, I don't see reason why, you know, somebody will know that his mother or her father or his father is evil, and you will still come out in a public, you try to, you know, cover up so many things. You know, I spoke to my mother last year because I told my mother that, you know, you have children. Do not ever, you know, I don't want ever to see you in any form of organization where women gossip, try to cause, lay curses on other people's children. You know that when you do this, they almost always say, well, because me personally, I told her that I'm a spiritual man. I know it will not come back to me. It might affect other, some maybe my brothers or my sister, those who are weak. But because God knows that I speak the truth, this thing will not affect me. I told my mother, don't ever find yourself in such activities. You know, trying to gossip with people's children or lay curses, or try to be envious of other people's children, you know, prosperity and all that. You know, only focus on God and, you know, I mean, ask God for your own. Don't ever see, maybe you see somebody's child come back with, you know, a kind of blessings, and you try to gossip and say these are the, you know, saying all sorts of manner of things. So I have so many women in, you know, that I know that their children, I mean mothers or fathers, they are evil, and their children will still come out in public to cover them to cover them up. You know where last year a lot of so many motherless babies home were discovered, where they are using it to, you know, I mean, sell babies. They are selling it to all these people in Lagos. You know, they are selling our babies to Yoruba people in Lagos. So because most of them have their contact in Owerri. So Roger Sokorocha got some of information about these people, where they do all this business and try to, you know, demolish the buildings and the business and everything. You know, these guys still have the guts to call on Radio Biafra, trying to cover the mother up, make us to believe that the mother is innocent of all this. How can we know that the mother is innocent when there are so many, underage children, you know, with pregnancies in the motherless baby's home? What are they doing there? You know? So after listening to this program today, I was so mad. I said, no, I must call, because I want to talk to our people. If you let everybody try to monitor your parents, what they do, you know, some of them are evil. And many of us, we know that our mothers and our fathers are evil, and we still come out and cover them up. Mommy, mommy. I know that in Igbo land, there is an adage that says that nobody will say that the soup that the mother cook is not sweet. But that does not mean that you know that your mother is evil, your father is evil, and you will still have the God to cover her evil activities or his evil activities in the public, you know? So these are the reason why some of us are suffering. Because when you see that your mother is doing something that God does not support, and you say that what she is doing is good, or maybe your mother is holding somebody's destiny, or your father is holding somebody's destiny, and you still say your mother is the best mother in the world, how can you prosper? So these are the things that we should know. Let us monitor our parents and our mother, what they do. You don't just stay where you're living, and you stay in South Africa, you say your mother is a good woman, is the best in the world, and your mother is doing also all manner of evil activities in a way, and you say your mother is the best because she's the one that gave birth to you, you know. So this is one of the things that I want to say, that let our youth monitor the activities of our parents. When you see them doing something that is not right, you know, let us try to correct them so that this thing will not affect us tomorrow. And another thing I want to say, Director, you know, Director, are you there?
Live and direct, listening attentively. Seldom interrupt unless the person is talking rubbish.
Okay, very good. Director, you know, after the launch of Radio Biafra on 97.6 FM, it came as a surprise, because for over some months, you didn't say anything about the transmitter anymore, which a lot of people were, even those who are close to you, both on internet and everywhere, we are trying to, you know, I mean, be discouraged. Even me, myself, at the time, those that used to listen to Radio Biafra with me, they became discouraged. They were not listening to Radio Biafra anymore because they were thinking that, you know, the transmitter issue were not real, until later when you know, everybody saw it. So I want to say it as an advice, because I told one of my friends that, you know, that instead I will stop listening to Radio Biafra. I mean, nothing on earth, even my mother cannot stop me from listening to Radio Biafra, you know. Director, I want to say something, that anytime you want to do anything, or you told the Biafrans all over the world that you want to do this, maybe they contributed money for us to achieve it. You know, I know that you're a principled man, and you always do things, you know, in a way it should be done. In our times when we don't see it, that thing coming, don't try to please anybody or try to release a kind of information to let us to believe what you're doing. Because for you to bring out the transmitter, launch the Radio Biafra on radio, and people started listening to it, you know, which came as a surprise, because over some months, many people thought that it was not going to be possible. A lot of people said that you didn't buy the transmitter. You know, I want to advise you that anytime you want to do something, whether anybody believe in what you do or not, don't try to, you know, release a little information for us to believe. Because honestly, this transmitter issue, even me myself, I was surprised. I don't know, there is one guy called John Maddo, each and every day, he comes on internet to castigate your name, to say all manner of it. I know you said that we shouldn't mention it, but it's very important that I must say this. You know, I was asking him question. I told him that, you know, that I've been following your post on Facebook for over some months now. You earlier time when you were bounced out from Radio Biafra, you told us that, you know, you were asking for your money that you contributed, that the director didn't buy this radio, the transmitter. Later, immediately the transmitter was, the Radio Biafra was begin transmit on transmitter. You now began to say, you know, that if you and your men has, you know, shipped the transmitter to Nigeria, there wouldn't be all this delay and all that. So I want you to be so secretive the way you are. I know that you are a very coded man and so secretive. I want you to always continue with that. Don't try to please anybody, because there is nothing you can do to please us. You know, this is my advice, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I welcome that. Thank you, my dear brother. I don't do anything to please anybody. I only do things that will bring about the coming of our country, the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That is all I do, not to please any man or woman. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line, and I will defer to him or to her to ask them to please kindly proceed by making available to us their name and where they're
are you talking from. To me, my director?
I am talking to you. Confirm your name for the listening public, please, and where you are calling us from. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Remain where you are. Don't disengage. But please go ahead. The caller on the phone.
Good evening. Good evening, Onwa Biafra. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I know you travel back to London.
Yes.
And you left us here in the zoo. I'm calling from Owerri, precisely.
Thank you. Thank you.
My
go
name
ahead.
Is Michael Okorafo, please. I'm calling from Emma Adami, Owerri West, local government, Biafra land, not from the zoo.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had a news this night about government killed 3 soldiers from this zoo. This is exactly what is supposed to be.
Yeah, no, gunmen. That is in Bayelsa. Gunmen in Bayelsa killed them.
Yes. From Bayelsa, yes. Yes, this is how it's supposed to be. One day you will hear that 10 soldiers is killed in Owerri here. Due to we don't have arms here. I've been making this comment. Please, struggle arms here in Owerri. Let us start this battle and finish it up.
We shall
My
do
director,
so. We shall do so.
Yes. I wish you what God has wished you. Continue the good job. We are still with you. We are with you, my director. We are with you. We are behind you.
I know.
I have no money to offer, but I volunteer myself. I told you last week that they are looking for 100 men, and I am one of them. Look for 99. So this is exactly what I want to say.
Thank you very much.
I know, as you went back to London now, I know everything is coming down here next year, 2015. That's the final year for we to actualize our own country. It has been happening all over the world, Eritrea, Southern Sudan, even Ukraine. So, my brother, continue the good job. We are going to have our republic.
We shall do so. Of course, without
fail. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I saw them and they were serious. I told him we would meet him, and we met him with his group. Very, very serious people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is John Ume from Amsterdam.
John Ume from Amsterdam. How is Amsterdam today?
Yeah, it's good. Very boring.
you said it's
very boring. Everywhere is quiet.
You know, if you were in Biafra land in the village, you'd be moving from house to house.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm from Nnewi, and I'm missing what is happening in Nnewi right now, you know.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to commend you on the program. This is the first time my friend just introduced me to it, I really want to commend you, because he wasn't, my friend that introduced me to it, wasn't politically aware of what is happening around our place and the way Biafrans are being treated. And he was today, just I think he's been following it for like a month now or 2 weeks now. And he has been so aware that I was like, when he's telling me something, I'm looking at if he is the one that is in the office.
He's a graduate of Radio Biafra. Yes, he's a graduate. Yeah.
This program is very, very amazing. You know, it makes a lot of our people to know, because most of us, we always go after money, business. It's all good. It's not bad, but you have to be politically aware.
You have to be
politically aware. Otherwise, getting all this money, those nothingers, those idiots, they can just come and make one decree and take everything you have. So you have to be prepared, even to fight, even to die for it. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Of course. You're correct.
Yes, well, I really want to appreciate you and encouragement. And he told me about the contributions, and I think I'm going to start and I'll be following it more and see how it goes. This is my first time of listening to it. So I just want to, yeah.
Thank you.
And I heard that you came to Amsterdam, I think, this year or something. Somebody was telling
me. Yes, I came to Amsterdam. Yes.
Yeah. When are you coming to Europe, Amsterdam again?
I promised people in, there is somebody or a group of people in Switzerland that I'll go and see.
When?
I promised them I'll go and see them. And I will also, maybe what I'll do is I will fly KLM, so I will stop over in Amsterdam maybe for a night so we can meet. Okay?
Okay, that's good. Then we can just see and you know, meet face to face and contribute some things in person also, and discuss some of the ideas and so on and so forth. Anytime you come to Amsterdam, yeah?
I'll do so. I will come there. Anywhere I'm needed, I will go. Thank you very much. And that is how we spread this very gospel. People don't understand it. If you love flying, then try flying. I have been traveling now for nearly 3 days. All the while you have not heard my voice on the air, I was on the road or flying in the air. That tells you. Can you imagine spending Christmas Eve in an aeroplane, Christmas Day, waiting for a connecting flight, arriving and not being able to see your family, and you are still in service to your country? That is what we do here. To serve, that is all. Now, grab your frozen. Nime mwone ezi yoku. Aso ge ngongo obola atu ge gumado obola chine kekele eke. Chikuwa Biyama asked us to come. I did not want to come. He said, I must go. Otherwise, Mkogar, pick one.
Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are. The colors on Skype remain where you are. Please, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. This is Ndubi Sosuala, National Coordinator in Netherlands.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm greeting you for your wife for the marriage anniversary that you celebrated last week.
Thank you very much. She is beautiful. Thank you.
I'm also greeting all the fellow Biafrans around the world for their courage in actualization of this freedom of Biafran Republic. And thanking you also, giving advice to all our members, using this opportunity to inform all our members, especially Director, this last caller who is called his name John or something like that, James Umen. For all the Biafrans who are living in Amsterdam or Netherlands, any part of Netherlands, please, if you are not yet a member of the family of the indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands, my name is Ndubi Sosuala, National Coordinator in Netherlands. Please, if you need our number to come and join our meeting as a family of IPOB under the commander of Nnamdi Kanu, the leader and the director of Radio Biafra and the commander-in-chief for the freedom of Republic of Biafra, please come and join us. We are holding meeting every year, every month here, first Saturday of every month. Okay, this address I'm giving you at Golden Leon, number 900 in Amsterdam, South Coast, in Netherlands. And we also, you can reach us through this telephone number so that we give you more information. 068-5764-986, or you can call our zonal coordinator number, Mr. Paul Ojimba, 068-6394-281, so that we will tell you more information, or any of your friends who are dear friends that are living in Netherlands, any part of Netherlands, just call us for any information. We will direct you to where you are. We will come and meet you, to reach you, to discuss you, to tell you what is our mission and why it is necessary that you will join our Biafran family. Please. And we are going to resume our meeting on 10th of January at Geda Shop, number 529. But when you call this number at January, 10th of January, then we will be able to tell you time. Our time of our usual meeting is 4 p.m. Therefore, my brothers and all our sisters, all the civic listeners of Biafra, of indigenous people of Biafra, or Biafra in general that are living in Netherlands, since we have seen the truth and it is the only truth will set us free. Let us come out now and join us. Put your ideas together. Contribute your BDF, your monthly dues, and all the necessary efforts, your idea, in order for us to support our director and all the indigenous people of Biafra around the world to make this our freedom a reality, because truth is absolute. We believe in truth, and truth can never be compromised. Others has fallen. We will never fall, and we will never disappoint you, because we go along with the truth, and it's only truth will lead us to the promised land. That truth is the freedom of Biafra. Freedom of the captivity, coming out from slavery, pursuing the truth and worship the holy God of Chukwu Adeoma in honest and truth. Then the new Biafra, the new world, all black race around the world will be able to understand that God is with us and will be able to worship him fervently. Thank you, Director. Thank you, all the members of indigenous people of Biafra around the world, our principal officers, Deputy Director Uchemefo, our barrister attorney, Barrister Mamezu, and all the principal officers around the world, COC, and all the European Rep, I'm thanking you all, and I'm extending our greeting. The entire members of IPOB in Netherlands are also greeting all of you to be courage, carry on with your work. We are working together, and we will reach to our freedom. Thank you. Thank you, Director, and may God bless you and your family. Thank you.
Say and bless yours as well. Thank you very much. Our national in Germany is with us, Nzurumi Kebe. He will stay where he is on Skype, and I will come to him later. I have a caller on the phone who has been waiting for a very long time. This very caller, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, my Director.
Thank you very much. Your name, please, and where you are.
It's a Chikelum, your brother. Popularly known as Uzoka.
Thank
you. My Director, you are welcome back to London.
Thank you very much.
I was really happy hearing your voice once again. You're one in a million.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm always happy hearing your voice. I do appreciate it. It's a privilege whenever I listen to your broadcast. I'm always happy.
Thank you.
My Director, I want to bring to the notice of each and every one of us, I mean the Biafra members, the hardcore Biafrans. I happen to chat with, actually I don't want to mention the person's name. I happen to chat with one of the footballer here in UK. It's a kind of chatting with him. What's really going on? Don't you listen to Radio Biafra? You make millions every week. Don't you know that we need you? Don't you know that we need, even if not, if you don't want to come out openly, do a secret. We have been clamoring, crying, and it's a kind of, I didn't even know what is happening. So I kind of try to talk to him, but you know, when one person is talking to you or something you never heard of, the trust might have not been there. Maybe feel like, what's this guy trying to do? Is he trying to scam me or something like that? I want to bring it to the notice of all the brothers listening now. Please, let we try as much as we can. All these footballers, there's a lot of Biafrans playing football here in Europe, here in London. So there's a lot of them. If you know anyone you can reach, we need them. We need their help. If our politicians keep on embezzling our money, going to here and there, Europe, Swiss bank, these people I know, they are making their money through the way they play their football or whatever, but still we need them, because it's not by their power they are there. Person like me, I play football very well, but at last what happened, I wasn't opportune enough to grab the lock to play in Europe, but it is a privilege, it is opportunity, and God make them so. Let's we put hands together, try as much as we can. Anyone you know you can reach, talk to them. We are brothers. Talk to them. Let them. Things are very good, going on well for them. We understand that. But still, their family members are in very precious in a Biafra land. If we cannot talk, if the Boko Haram of Wefen or anything called hardship in that very zoo called Nigeria will not touch them, what about their fellow members? What about their brothers and sisters living there? My dear brothers and sisters who are listening now, if you know, don't tell me that you don't know most of the footballers. So some of us are family members to them. Spread the news to them. Talk to them. Bring them very close to the radio Radio Biafra. Let them listen. Let them listen. They're about to go to holiday after tomorrow game or after 28-29 game. They will go to holidays. Talk to them. Let them listen. Even if not any other thing, for one day, bring them very close to director, whomever that matters, whomever that is the principal officers. Bring them very close. Let them listen. I believe these people, some of them are part. The guy I chat with, he has been listening to hearing the news and the killings of a prophet. Some of them, many of them are not happy. But what can they do? They cannot fight alone. But what I'm trying to bring to the notice of each and every one of us is better we start in boxing these people, talk to them, bring them very close to the Radio Biafra. Once they listen, I believe they will do something. So this guy I chat with is eager to do something, but at which I persuade him, go to Radio Biafra, listen to Radio Biafra. I believe things you will be happy to donate or to do something. So I'm really happy once again, Director. You are one in a million. And I pray that God Almighty will keep on guiding you and your family. How many people can do this? The meeting we had one certain time, I was a kind of asking question. After broadcasting, after saying everything, criticized, do everything, but still, this man has the mind to go back to that red zoo called Nigeria and stay not even 1 week, but months. My dear, there's something in you. God is really guiding you. There's something in you. How many people can do it? How many of you people criticizing him can do it? Going back to that very country called Nigeria is a hellfire. Hellfire is even better off. If there's anything bigger than hellfire for me to use and qualify that very country called Nigeria, I will use it. I will use it. I pray that God Almighty will keep on guiding and protecting you. You came back to UK today. You haven't even gone to home to see your family, whom you have left for over months. My dear brother, I'm sweating as I'm talking to you. As I'm speaking now, I'm sweating. There's something in you. And I pray that God will give each and every one of us the zeal to speak the truth, not to see the truth and cover it up. Arush Michael's director.
You are kind, very, very kind. And Chukwu Abiam, I will bless you because you are kind-hearted. When we started this very effort, I made one thing very, very clear. If we are not going to get Biafra, I wouldn't be a part of it. I have never had any doubt. You see, I don't know why people have doubt, you know. The only thing that tends to worry me sometimes is that finding people who are trustworthy is difficult. That's the only problem we have on the ground because of hunger. I can understand that. And I read a particular verse or a sermon that was preached by somebody who said that you should continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for your people that Chukwu Abiam will raise those of them that he ordained to do this very work, that Biafra may come. And then your job is done, which is what is going to happen because Biafra will come. And I'm going to the line to one of those that will make Biafra come. These are the people in charge of our finance. They are in Germany. The whole IPOB family in Germany, you have the responsibility to maintain the pulse of Biafrans all over the world. All of you. And this is the national for Germany. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Our able director of Radio Biafra, the commander of IPOB himself, the commander of his armed forces, the spiritual head of what we are pursuing, the pillar of IPOB, and no other person, for various very important reasons, because No other person has come that looks like you, and after this, no one else shall come that looks like you. And I must, on behalf of Biafran family in Germany in particular, wish you and your family a compliment of the season, and say a special thank to your wife and your child or children for all these sacrifices beside yours, for they are also sacrificing. For the fact that you are still on your way, just walked into your studio directly without seeing them. For the fact that you've been away for quite a long time, and then you've been away that they've not been seeing you. We are all used to that, but we still have to always thank them. I know that you, director, do not wish to be thanked all the time, but I think your wife and children, they do have to be thanked. They are wonderful people. I also want to thank all the principal officers of IPOB worldwide, our COC, our head, Omiomio, our European rep and other reps all over the world, all the principal officers in various countries for all precious job they've been doing. I heard them and salute everybody. Director, it's quite clear that we do trust you. We do follow you, our fellowship with you is such a wonderful one, at least based on two factors in my own angle of watch. I see you, director, as being better than Moses. Why do I say that? Everybody saw the failures of Moses, the weaknesses of Moses, and we saw wherever he was strong, his strength, a stronger part of him. But director, you are better. Why? Because you are courageous. Chukwu Abiama asked Moses to come, but he was not courageous. He has to demand for Joshua. Chukwu Abiama asked director to come. Director even went to the walls of Jerusalem and prayed upon that. So director, you are a marvelous person. I am not mistaken when I say you are better than Moses, because some of our people do not cherish what they have. We do not cherish what we see at hand, but that is told in stories, that is told by history. We do cherish them more. But director, I believe you mean you are better than Moses. Why again? Second reason is because you are quite pertinacious. And then because of that, you remain unwavering. You remain steadfast and unmovable. You remain rigid and you stand your ground. Director, that makes you more so a very special person. And that I must let our people also know for one fact if they don't know. A typical Igbo man in this very position will have been a billionaire. A typical Igbo man in this position will not be asking you for your shishi shishi afafo. He will have gone straight to Jonathan. He will have gone straight to Okorocha. He will have gone straight to all of them with their billions of dollars. And he will have at least made at least 100 million out of them, at least 100 million, if not 1 billion of US dollars. But here he is. Here he is sacrificing. Here he is. When Okorocha stepped in, he said, no, woe be it you. He said, go behind me, you Satan. That's what the director told Okorocha. And some people were yapping somewhere against him. Why did you say that? It's all inclusive. You see the reason why he says he cannot mingle with those? Some of us would think one direction, would think all should be inclusive. Yes, it could have been beautiful. But you cannot say inclusive when the devil is among those. And that is why somebody called for atonement. And what was the result of atonement? You saw the result. The Lord himself removing the bad from the good. And I tell you that it is healthy because many are called and choose and few are chosen.
Very few in our case. Very, very few. 100. Only 100 yeah, chosen.
Exactly that. 100. Exactly that. And when I met the Jewish president Düsseldorf before I traveled to bury my mom, he said to us, do not be dismayed. Do not waver. stands firm. Our people were also difficult like your people. We needed to let our people know who they are, that they were Jewish, that we should continue to fight this, that not all of us will have to fight it together, but the few that can do so should continue. That's what he said. So I see, reasoning in that. That inasmuch as our director here refuses to compromise, in the face of billions of dollars, he refuses and said, we shall manage the little IPOB members are having. The little dollars and the little euros we have, we shall try to plant. Maybe Chukwu Abiyama will be multiplying them. And we can see, how much will it take you to destabilize the zoo? Normally, if you want to destabilize the zoo on your own feet, you need billions and billions and billions of dollars. For the fact that Chukwu Abiyama has asked director to come out today has been able to himself single-handedly crumble the zoo and brought the zoo to its knees the way it looks like today, is because Chukwu Abiyama is behind everything. It's because he has asked director to come. And because he knows that some of us are stubborn and some of us will compromise, so he knows that the little we are going to have will be used like two fishes and the five loaves of bread, like the Bible said it. But this is miracle. And there wouldn't be any miracle if the director has not been involved. But we cannot say because Chukwu Abiyama said we should come and we refuse to do what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we are tempting the Lord God Almighty. Because when Jesus Christ was on the hill, and after 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came and said, if you say you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. And he said to the devil, go you behind me, that it is written that man shall not tempt the Lord your God. Therefore, even though we see that Chukwu Abiyama is behind us, we must do our part. We must play our own role so that Chukwu Abiyama would then fulfill the rest. Do not say he's behind us, so we are not going to contribute. We are going to stay back and watch and see. If you do that in the lion, then you are gone. You can't go to the lion and say, Chukwu Abiyama is with me. Let me go there. The lion will finish you, devour you. So please, to all IPOB members worldwide and all genuine Biafrans, please do your best in all we can, because some people are fighting on the ground. Some are ready, like director himself, who has placed his life on the line, and all our brothers who have been doing same. So please, our own duty is to, go on our missionary journey and then financially be up to date and try our best. Our best. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's not easy for some of us, but we should fight hard and make sure we come up to date. Now, director mentioned about the zoo currency crumbling and the economy crumbling. Then I will say what I can say to that is that all things work together for good for those in Chukwu Abiyama, because Chukwu Abiyama is doing the work for us. Like the director said, what Boko Haram is doing is fine. I support him. Because if they are not doing what they are doing, the little we are contributing cannot even buy us anything, cannot take us anywhere. So that is destabilization effort by Chukwu Abiyama himself. So I want to also appeal with this juncture to those Biafrans in the northern part of Germany or any part of Germany. If these vagabonds like Chikeke calls you and tries to, disturb you or kind of discourage you, please look at him and say, go you behind me, Satan. If he's called Obinna, Charles Eke, say to him, go thee behind me, Satan. These are the folks and their subordinates and those of them, their corporates. They'll be going around telling you, don't do this, don't do that, don't support. You see, they have fallen apart because Chukwu Abiyama has removed them. After an atonement, what do you expect? You expect miracles. You expect signs and wonders. And that's what has taken place, whether you like it or not. So, our brethren, anywhere in Germany, if you are called upon by Obinna Charles Eke in any fashion, in any style, or by Chika Eke, tell them in their face, go thee behind me, Satan, and then you shall be blessed from that day. And then I will go to the next announcement I have for 2015. Because 2015, our work is Herculean. And if the work is Herculean, what do we do? We dismantle them. We dismantle them in such ways that there can be, we can see the profit on the ground. We can see the fruits on the ground. And I will say, first of all, before announcing one of the strategies, I will say to the Biafrans, who sometimes call Radio Biafra from Germany. If you call Radio Biafra from Germany, you are not part of the family. You've been listening secretly. Please see yourself as being, you know, say it's up to you now to be a member. See yourself as being a genuine Biafra because you call and say nice things. So why don't you see yourself as being a genuine Biafra? By telling director right there in the radio that you do not belong to any family, you would like to belong to one. And not just make your statements and drop, and you belong to nowhere. So please, any part of Germany you come from, and for now, you do not belong to any family in Germany, any unit in Germany or zone. Please, when you call Radio Biafra, indicate that you are one of those. And if not, please, if you are listening, call these following numbers, 0152169-6498. I repeat, 0152169-6498. That is one number. The second number is 0152129-4039. I repeat the second number again. 0152129-4039. Please, if you are from Germany, kindly call these numbers. If you don't belong to any family yet, please call these numbers and be one of us. I want to, director, go to the following, announcement. Like I said, for 2015, we have to quadruple our efforts on the ground. We had a coordinators meeting and the coordinators have taken note of that. That on the Saturday, the 10th of January, our mobilization effort begins. Hamburg, organize yourselves, print out your flyers, get ready to take the armor of Biafra and go to Kiel and spread the message. Get us unity there. By way of getting our boys, our men, our women, our children, get them, get their telephone numbers, put them together. We want to have a unit in Kiel. Hamburg, that is your job. On Saturday, 10th January 2015. Those of you in Bremen, also as your coordinator has been told, it's also good for you to know that Bremen will have to go to Hanover on the same day. 10th of January 2015, you go to Hanover. Hanover must be gotten that day. You must overcome. Show us how resilient you are. Get us few as possible in Hanover. Those that will start Biafran unit in Hanover, it is the job of Bremen that day. Bremen, do not fail us. Do not fail us. Cologne, that same day, Bonn is your job. You must get us Biafrans in Bonn. It's on the 10th of January, 2015. Cologne, take note. Düsseldorf, you must get us Biafrans in Munster on the 10th of January, 2015. Do not come back with our telephone numbers. Do not come back with any excuse. Get us Biafrans in Munster. Kassel, you have to do a good job for us in Göttingen. Göttingen is your job. Get us Biafrans in Göttingen. Kassel, do not fail us. Do not disgrace us. You have formidable people there, I know. One or two, at least, I know that are very, very, very much formidable. The rest of you are also good. Please get us Göttingen. On the Saturday, 17th of January, Frankfurt, you take care of yourself. Frankfurt, I know you have bounced back after all the criticisms. All you are owing IPOB is going to be paid. I have consulted with you. But please, on the 17th of January 2015, Frankfurters, take care of Frankfurt. Go into the cities. Go into the suburbs. Get us Biafrans and increase your number. Get organized, Frankfurt. Do not disgrace us. München, please. On your board is Augsburg. Augsburg is on your board. Please get us Augsburg, München. I know you people are formidable. You will do the job. God bless you. Stuttgart, Chineke Mam, you are listening. I know you are formidable with your guys. Your job is Freiburg. Freiburg must be gotten on the 17th of January. 17th of January. We need Biafrans in Freiburg. We need a coordinator. Mannheim, your place is Mainz. You have a lot of Igbo people, a lot of Biafrans. You have a lot of Efiki people are there. Our Riveran brothers are there. Please, Mannheim, Mainz is your job. Please execute that job for us. Those in Karlsruhe, if you be following your former coordinator, he is no more. Karlsruhe is closed because of their failures, because of their procrastination, because they are not up and doing, and because of all their failures put together. After all effort to put them together once again, it has failed. Therefore, Karlsruhe remain closed till further notice. And like I said, because of our finances, I want to suggest something, Director. Somebody called me and said, yes, he happened to call, to be among the 100 or the thousands that will be paying $100. But he said, he complained, he said it is too small. I see.
He can discuss with whoever he speaks to on the end of that line. They can come to an agreement to pay more, in which case they will be moved to a higher plane. They will no longer be part of this. They will be part of a very separate group altogether.
Yes.
Yeah, they can. Of course, if people want to give more than 100, they're more than welcome to do so. But then they will belong to an elite group. We wanted to raise this $100 with 3,000 people because we don't have time anymore. There is no time. There is no time. That is why we need this thing done as quickly as possible. And I like what you have just said. What I'm trying to ask you is this. Did you remind our coordinators and principal officers in Germany about their new role and responsibility in this very effort? Are they aware of what Germany is supposed to be doing? Are they aware of it?
Oh, yes, Director. We had our last meeting on the 23rd, and we discussed on these very issues at length, and they have recorded them. They have assimilated what they're supposed to be doing. And the issue of redoubling their efforts on the ground, they have also taken note of that we remain, in the very wagon with full of momentum and unstoppable. They know that. So, like I said, anybody who wishes to pay more than 100, don't say because you are being, you are calling among the, people paying 100. If you call and you've gotten the account number and you have 1 million, please go ahead and do so. Nobody is stopping you from that. Because I'm saying this because somebody called me personally and felt he would have given more, but he went ahead to then pay equivalent of $100 because, that's how he understood it. He had already gone through that before he called me. So, but I told him, I will find out, how it is done. But then I do believe if you can pay more, nothing stops you. After all, the higher we get, the better. And the faster we get to our point, So, that is it. And I will say finally, Director, I will advise that you don't disclose or kind of divulge your location. Wherever you find yourself, please do not, apart from when you're in diaspora, if you're in the zoo, please, if you are moving from one, location to the other, all we know is that you are in the zoo or you are in Biafra land, but we don't want to know when you're in Owerri, we don't want to know when you're in Omaha here and when you're in Aba. and the people around you should stop mentioning your location. I have a little problem with that. Please let them not be mentioning that, please, Director, and for security reasons. I know that Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Like I said before, we still wouldn't want to tempt Chukwu Abiyama himself, even as much as he is with us. Thank you, Director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you as well. Germany is rising to the occasion. We must now go to take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from London.
My name is Aaron Achata. I'm from Biafra land, and I'm calling from England.
From which part of England are you in?
I'm calling from Edmonton.
From Edmonton, very close to the very eminent barrister himself. Please go ahead. Yeah. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. You are next. Caller on Skype, remain where you are. Please go ahead.
I just want to, I heard, second to the last caller was just speaking and accrediting and saying that the director is better than the Moses of old. I just want to disagree. I disagree with that. If anybody wants to appraise you as the director of Biafra, that person should appraise you based on the job you're doing, because basically you're doing a good job. Because tomorrow, the same people that are saying you're better than Moses will now say you're better than Jesus. And I believe you cannot carry the cross that Jesus carried. But the cross you're carrying now, if it's a mission that God has assigned to you, we pray, we actualize it, and it comes to pass. But when somebody is accredited and says you are better than the Moses of old, I've never seen nobody on earth that God has spoken to mouth, apart from Moses.
It is something
so
called,
I praise you, and I appreciate called, the job you're doing.
I want to explain on his behalf. Of course, I agree with you. Nobody is comparable to Moses, because Chukwu Abiyama hasn't spoken. He's spoken to me in many ways, but not as he has never given me any commandment yet. So it is not possible for any human being to be comparable to Moshe. I understand that.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, please. There's something called context. Context, in the context he was explaining it, is that given the recalcitrant nature of our people, that was what he meant. It was within that context that he explained it. It was not meant to be interpreted literally. It was not a literal interpretation. What he was trying to do is to draw inference, considering the very hopeless nature of our people, the perversiveness of their mindset and their reasoning, given the fact also that we are surrounded by our enemies, even those from within. It is within that setting that he articulated what he said. I don't think that he meant a literal comparison, because I would not be able to accept that. Nobody is or can ever be greater than somebody that the bush was burning around him. It is not possible. Not in our lifetime. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. And also, I just want to appreciate all the efforts of all the principal officers of the sovereignty of Biafra land. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama Abasi, because I'm from Eket, will help us to achieve this dream that we are longing for.
Yes, sir.
So I pray that God stands by you. You've gone to that land, you are back. It's not easy to go to the land Nigeria and come back safe.
It's not easy.
But I pray that the Almighty God, He has taken you there and He has brought you back. And the fight must continue.
It will.
So thank you, and more grace you're able. And have a wonderful new year, and enjoy the remaining Christmas that we're all enjoying with every member of your family. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. You are very, very kind. I'm now going over to Skype. I believe we have somebody on the line. Please confirm your name for the listening public right across this globe and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Ifeoma Linda Chemoba. I'm calling from the city of Sheol in Sweden, but I live in Malmo city. Currently, I am calling from Sheol. And good evening, Director. And I want to say good evening to all the listeners of Radio Biafra Worldwide. Merry Christmas too, because today is Christmas. I do celebrate Christmas. And the temperature of this place where I'm speaking to you from is minus 20 degrees. Honestly speaking, it's not an easy thing. If you go outside, you will know the difference between 1 plus 1.
Minus 20
degrees. Yeah. You know, in our... Today, my brother is supposed to travel to a village for Christmas celebration, but he was not paid his monthly salary. He works in flour mill, but he didn't get his payment. The same thing happened to my cousin in Enugu. They did not pay them there. And these people, I don't know if they are using the money that is meant for the state, for civil servants, to support the election, for campaign of different people contesting for this election. I don't know whether they value the election more than the life of other citizens in that country. And the next one is that we had our meeting last Sunday in Malmo, and something came up when we were discussing about filling of what they call it, the Biafra registration form, how to fill the form. And some questions came up. People were asking that when they came to Europe, they used different names and different date of birth for some reasons. Some people came here as footballers and they reduced their age, but their normal age is not the same thing they filled in the form, and the thing has appeared in the passport like that. And the society, Swedish government, have it that way. So the question is, and some of them use different names when they were applying for different, you know, asylum and, you know, when they were coming out for some reasons that I don't know. But now the question is, are they supposed to continue with those names and date of birth that are not real? Or will they, you know, answer their original names that they were known for in their home, in their villages? What do they feel in this particular form? It was a serious debate on that meeting day. And the final one is that the Naira note that we are using. Are you hearing me, Director?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Everybody's listening attentively.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The Naira note that we are using as the medium of exchange today in Nigeria. One day I was listening to Radio Biafra, and it was Uche Mofo that was anchoring the program on that day. So somebody asked him if he knows the meaning of Naira, but he said he did not know. Even the person who was asking him didn't even know the meaning. But I have made some research today, and I realized that Naira is an Islamic name for girls that come from God's name of Nur. The Nur, the spelling of this Nur is N-O-O-R, which means light. And that Naira, that is Naira, N-A-I-R-A-H, this time around, they say it means source of light, something that brights and, you know, something that brightens and brightens up the area that surrounds it. So my question is this Naira note that we are using, does it brighten up the environment of that country called Nigeria? Is it because of that type of bright that is bringing, that has been supplied at the same time to Boko Haram to continue to brighten up the environment too? Is it that the Naira note itself, you know, is connected to that type of brightness? Is that the reason why the Naira note continue to devalue every day when compared to other currency of the world? These are the things that I want to know. Once again, I'm Ifeoma Linda calling from Sweden. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The fact of the matter is that everything to do with the Naira, everything to do with the running of the economy, stems from the Hausa man's perspective or Hausa Fulani perspective of how an economy should be run. For the very first time, for observers of Radio Biafra and those that phone into Radio Biafra, you will know that this is the very first time we've had somebody call from Ghana and pointedly made reference to the fact that there is no light. All these years, when non-Hausa Fulani people have been in charge in Ghana, they've had relatively regular supply of electricity.
Now a Hausa person is there. Surprise, surprise, Ghana became the second country in West Africa where effectively, I mean those of them bordering the coast, where a Hausa Fulani person have ascended the throne. It is not surprising, therefore, that they are now beginning to experience intermittency in water supply, in electricity supply, and also water, hasten to add. And anybody who observes Ghana currency will know that the same hyperinflation that led to them having 1 million Ghana cedis, which is effectively 1 million then is 1,000. That's what it is. 1 million then became 1,000. No, 1,000 became 1 million. The economy is also going south. And it is not a coincidence that these things happened when they discovered oil off their coast as well. What I'm trying to point out here is that whatever it is that is wrong with the economy, the currency, and all the rest of it is not, how can I put it, there is no supernatural connection. The only connection there is the mismanagement of the economy, because our Safulani people, they have feudal mindset. They believe that only few people should own a telephone line. They believe that very few should drive cars. They believe only the children of the rich should go to school and read the Quran. They also believe that not everybody should be taking flight. Aeroplane is an exclusive preserve of the rich. If they bring in that mindset into an economy where people are naturally hardworking, what they tend to do is to stifle the one sector that if you get hold of it, you impoverish everybody else. And that is the power sector. Once there is no power, you impoverish millions in one go. There will be no cottage industries. Imagine in a society, I'll give an example with Omaha, for instance. If in Omaha you have 1,000 hardworking people and they employ two people in their factories, how many people do you think will have employment? There will be no armed robbery anymore because people will be meaningfully engaged. But if you bring in Hausa people, you're asking for trouble. And also on the issue of date of birth, I believe that you people resolved it in your meeting. Was that resolved in the meeting, the date of birth issue?
It was resolved by our national coordinator, but some people were still thinking somehow, wouldn't it, you know, they were asking some questions. Since they have this particular name in Sweden, even in their passport, but they know that that name is not their real name. In their villages, they, for example, they answer James Bond in Sweden. And in their village, their name is Okeke Mbojikwe. But that James Bond is not their real name, but they just answer because for some reasons, you know, when people travel abroad and you want to have, you know, stay legally, sometimes people, you know, say some kind of stories that I may not be able to explain here now. So these are the problems. What particular name do they enter in this Biafra registration form that they will fill by maybe next month?
The fact of the matter remains that if should they wish, in fact, let me allow people to resolve it indoors. Somebody told the state something else and then came, no, you people should try and resolve it amongst yourselves. You know the way you do it, because we don't want something to happen that later we cannot be able to defend asylum cases. That is the problem. We want to be able to defend asylum cases. And you know these are Europeans. They don't like lying. So we need to maintain... There has to be consistency. Yeah. If the factor, I don't want people to lie. So if we now have to go with their correct date of birth, we go back and change it and say, I lied because of my circumstance. But if you consider it indoors amongst yourselves, that the best thing to do is to let sleeping dog lie, then we leave it at that. Any decision you come to is what we'll go with. But by way of guidance, you must strictly be informed by Swedish law in terms of what the consequences will be. I am not a lawyer myself. That is what my concern is. I don't want anything that will affect the status of Biafrans in Sweden. I don't want anything you go into and then people's status becomes, you know, affected in the long run. That is my only concern. But if you can resolve it indoors, then that will be absolutely fine. It doesn't matter what people have elsewhere. It's only if the integrity of our database can be guaranteed. Because what I'm suspecting is that given the nature of our people, some of them, not everybody, I don't want anybody to go back. When you're quarreling with somebody, you go back and tell the state, she told you she was born in 1979. In actual fact, she was born in 1980. I don't want that to happen.
So we cannot hold our database in a place where the government can call for it and receive it. Because if we can call for it, some of us can do damage with it. In an era when we are now selling information to people, we want to be very, very careful, please. Extremely careful. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. I presume is going to be the last caller for the day. The last caller for the day. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Hello, sir. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Chinyadi Joaquin. I'm calling from Cyprus.
Go ahead, please. Say what you want to say.
Yeah, from Anambra State, another local government area in Biafra land. My info director, I just want to use the opportunity. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a long time, for 2 weeks now. I just want to say thank you very much because Radio Biafra has made me to focus and know exactly what is going on in Nigeria. So I'm not very happy about myself. I'm very, very ashamed of myself. When someone told me you are in Nigeria, I tried to explain, boys, I'm not in Nigeria. I'm a Biafran. Even some of my friends that came to my house or in my room, everywhere is a Biafran poster. I said, well, what are you putting? Boys, if you don't want to come to my house again or you come to laugh at me, I'll never you come to my house again. I believe I'm a Biafran. I never knew what is Nigeria for the first time. So in this case, I just want to thank you for the good work we are doing for us. I am so appreciative. In fact, I don't really know what to say. Now, in other case, over here in Cyprus, I don't know how to join this society. I'm really, really interested about that. And I want to join the society because I'm much grateful about that. Hello, sir.
Yes. What did you say? I didn't quite get it.
I said it in Cyprus here. I don't know how to how
we are in Cyprus. We have people in North. I think it is North. Is it North Cyprus or whatever it's called? Is it North Cyprus? Is anything like? Is it North?
Yeah,
Cyprus?
Yeah.
We have people in North Cyprus. I don't know what became of them, but I'm sure they are listening. They can come. They are mostly students, though. Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm a student.
Okay,
I'm
we have student. Mostly students.
But right now,
go ahead.
Right now, I go to my school. I'm working with something, so I would like to also contribute what others are doing because over here there is some kind of issues that come up in.
What issues are those? What issues are those?
So, I asked one of my friends about the Biafran in Cyprus. He said that the coordinator of Cyprus is no longer here again. So, I don't really know what I will do about that because I want to join. I'm interested.
Okay. What you need to do is that I'm going to give you the telephone number. I need the telephone number of, in fact, call this number because you also said you wanted to make a contribution. So call this number and we'll be able to solve all the problems at once. Plus one, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, what's one?
Plus one, 301.
301.
455.
455, yeah.
0460.
0460, yeah.
Yes. And call that number, all your problems will be solved.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I have an announcement to make, please. Our dear brother who is in London, an advisor and an elder, please, 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 I want you to try and contact the COC, Engineer Clifford Iranya, please. Diala, Diala Oparanjoku, please. He calls me all the time. I want you to contact the COC immediately, please, sir, if you can. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must come to the end of our program because if we stay here, we'll take calls till tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra, our very Christmas edition. Unfortunately, we couldn't come to you in the morning, but we shall try and be with you again tomorrow morning. Wherever you are, do not fail to keep spreading this message. But mind you also that the devil will go into some people. The devil will try to go into people and idiots will oblige them. But you must remain very strong and very resolute. Do not shake, do not prevaricate. Do not retreat and do not surrender. Our people are not trustworthy, but there are some of you who one can bet their mortgage on, even their life, as the case may be. You are the salt of the earth. You are the chosen ones. And through your work and your act of kindness and generosity, Biafra will come. In whatever way you think you can support what we are doing, please endeavor to do so. Because through that very small, kind gesture of yours, many things will emerge from it. We remain very resolute. We remain indefatigable. We remain the source of hope for our people who are hopeless. We remain the source of light into the darkness that have enveloped them. We remain the only way, the path that will lead us to this very righteous exemption from the dance of the wicked. That is why to us, Biafra will and must always remain our religion. Here is where we will worship because Chukwa Biama is God. And it will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwa Biama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening from me here in London on this Christmas Day. It is good evening.
Struggle for our freedom. Oh.